Boganski takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm gets set to take on the Lincoln Stars at the Icebox in Lincoln, Nebraska. It'll be the fourth meeting of the season between these two teams right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. We're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. It's been a busy week here in Storm Nation. Tri-City had two games over the weekend. They lost their first in Omaha and then lost to Dubuque on Saturday at the Viero Event Center. It was a 5-3 final on Teddy Bear Toss Night at the VEC in Kearney. The Storm had a valiant effort. They were down three different times. They came back the first two times, but fell 5-3 after an empty netter from Shane Eiserman. Joel L'Esperance had two goals for the Storm in what would become his final appearance in a Tri-City uniform. On Monday afternoon, the Storm head coach Jim Holton announced two separate trades with Sioux City and Sioux Falls, and they involved both Joel L'Esperance and Garrett Cecere. We'll give you the trades right now. L'Esperance to Sioux City, as well as Logan Fauber, the Storm affiliate player, for Jake Wallen, the 1996 birth year out of White Bear Lake High School. He's committed to UMass Amherst, and he is expected to join the team later this season after his high school season ends. He should be with the team full-time next season. The Storm also acquired a second-round Phase 2 draft pick from Sioux City and a future player to be named later. In addition, the Storm traded Garrett Cecere and affiliate defenseman Travis Brown to Sioux Falls, along with an eighth-round futures pick. And in exchange, they got a second-round futures pick, so they upgraded in the draft. But they also got forward Connor Valisano, who is in the lineup tonight wearing number 20 for Tri-City. We'll talk more about him in a second. The Storm also got Chase Perry, a 1996 goaltender who is playing for the Wenatchee Wild right now of the North American Hockey League. He was property of Sioux Falls. And so those are the two trades. L'Esperance and Cecere gone out of the lineup. And so it's a new era of Storm hockey. They lose their assistant captain, Garrett Cecere, their leading goal scorer, Joel L'Esperance, who had 21 goals, third in the USHL, and moved to the future. Jim Holton talking about the trades yesterday, a quarter of the press release saying these are great moves for our future. They will set us up for success in the future. And so there, the trades went down yesterday. Valisano in the lineup tonight, centering Garrett Gomez and Christian Horn, right in the spot that L'Esperance vacated. Valisano has now played 90 total games in the USHL, all with Sioux Falls. He is uncommitted, and the Storm expect him to be in Kearney both for the rest of this season and all of next season. This season, through 36 games, Valisano has 8 goals and 9 assists for 17 points. He's a native of Duluth, Minnesota, and the Storm really excited to get him going on this team. Here on the Viero Wireless pregame show, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to continue to set tonight's game up with the Lincoln Stars. We'll get you our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines and the Coach's Corner, where we talk to Jim Holton here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars from the icebox in Lincoln here on a Tuesday night on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin here with you in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's behind enemy lines, we focus on Lincoln goaltender Jacob Nehama. Nehama came over to Lincoln from the Lone Star Brahmins of the North American Hockey League. He played just 14 games, had a save percentage of 89.5%, 3.52 goals against average, nothing special. However, for Lincoln, he has been very good. In seven games, he's 3-1. He has a shutout most recently of the Omaha Lancers, the number one team in the USHL. Nehama shuts him out 4-0. On Saturday night, goals against average since he joined Lincoln of 2.57 and a 92% save percentage. Nehama really going to be a huge factor down the stretch for Lincoln. Michael Bitzer has been the starter most of the season. He's played in 30 games. And so the Storm, really, as good as Nehama has been recently for Lincoln, the Storm will take anyone except for Michael Bitzer in net. Tri-City really struggles against Bitzer. They struggled against him all last year. They've struggled against him this year. And so the Storm really, at this point, they would love to see Nehama because Bitzer has had the Storm's number in his junior hockey career. Nehama gets the start tonight, and we'll hear from him plenty as the Storm will try to beat him, try to get the win here tonight against the Lincoln Stars. Now it's time for the Coach's Corner. Got to sit down with Jim Holton after those big trades yesterday, and let's hear what he had to say.
Jared Schaffrin joined by Jim Holton here in the Coach's Corner, Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars on a Tuesday night game here in the icebox. And, Coach, obviously everybody's buzzing about the trades yesterday. So, first off, going to ask you, you know, what the prognosis is here and just review kind of the deals that we made and what our thought process was.
Well, again, as I think we mentioned in the press release, it's a tough day anytime that you have to move two players, and in particular, two great people. You lose a little bit out of your room, but we're excited with the addition of Connor Valisano to our lineup. We think he's going to be an impact player right away for us, and we think it's an opportunity for both Joel and Garrett to get in a playoff run, which is important for them. But I think it's important for everyone to realize we're not giving up the chase here. We thought we could make this move and stay competitive right now and still accomplish a few different goals for our franchise.
That said, you got Valisano in the lineup tonight. He gets to go right away. What are you looking for him to do? Obviously, you know, this a little confusing for him, but he's played here before. He knows how to play here, and he's probably won here before as well with Sioux Falls.
We just want him to go play his game. We don't want him to overload him with information. You know what? System-wise, there's not a heck of a lot of difference between what teams do, and he's a very bright kid. You can tell right off the hop in our conversation. So we just want him to play his game. That's what excited us about the trade was our interest in how he has been playing. So we don't want him to change anything. We just want him to go out there and relax, have fun, and play the way he always does.
The trades do leave you in a bit of a situation defensively. Just when you acquired a guy to get up to six, now you lose one, you're down to five defensemen. How are you going to handle that situation on the bench tonight?
Well, this is a short-term thing. It'd be a couple games here. But you know what? In a small rink like this, I think it's great. I think five guys get in the action a lot and play. And we've got some extra forwards that have had some experience back there now. And a lot different than the night we had to go with four. And we're pretty comfortable with the five guys we have going.
Get Hayden Levine back in net tonight for you guys, and he played on Saturday, made 40 saves, kept you guys in the game. What was the thought process in bringing him back here today?
Well, I really liked his game the other night, and I think it's important for his confidence, and it's important for our team that he jumps right back in. I thought that he got better as the game went along. We weren't easy on him by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought he was moving laterally really well. I thought he was tracking the puck, and when a goalie's in a zone like that, you want to keep running him.
No Joel Esperance in the lineup after the trade. He's a guy who has scored 21 goals for this team. Who are the other guys that need to fill that void right now and step up and score some goals?
Well, you know, it has to be by committee, and that's an easy thing to say. But, you know, we've had some guys that have had some breakouts. I look at Wilkie, who has been very productive since the Christmas break, and he's a guy that we've kind of waiting for to kind of step it up. We need a guy like Danny Lebowski to score on a more regular basis. He's been a little bit sneak bit around the net, but you keep feeling like he's on the cusp of a breakout. You know, Abel, Pagansky, really on down the line, Curry, all of them. It's time for our forwards to start paying the freight here a little bit, and we have to have a team approach and a team concept, so we just have to get that shot total up and the goals will start coming.
Good news tonight is that Thomas Aldworth is able to be back in the lineup for you guys. Missed a couple games with an injury, and how nice is it to have a little bit more depth, just another guy that you can throw in there?
Well, it's really nice because now we get that internal competition back in our lineup, which has been so important for our early success. And we've got some good news in the injury front. Nick Hutchison finally skated the last 2 days on his own. He's still a ways away, but moving in the right direction. Kevin Kerr got good news from the doctor today. He can start skating a bit on his own on Monday. So it looks like the kind of the darkness is starting to move out a little bit and some sunshine coming in terms of the injuries.
Finally, you mentioned to me that practice went really well yesterday. After the trade, you lost those two guys, but the guys went out and competed hard on the ice. What do you expect from them tonight in the first game after those two big trades?
Well, I think we're going to come out with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I was pleasantly surprised with how they handled it yesterday, and it's a credit to the kids for their professionalism. Not an easy day, as we've remarked numerous times, and a lot of times when you make trades like that, and especially like we took our assistant captain and our leading scorer out of our room, that's a big, big void. But they seem to understand why, and I think I kind of got the sense that some of the young guys realize, hey, this is our time. We're really going to have to step up here. But rather than being nervous, they were excited. So I think it's great. I was disappointed in our practices last week, which led to a bad performance. I was thrilled with our practice yesterday, so I hope it equals a win here.
All right, we hope so, too. We'll talk to you after the game. That's head coach Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm here on the Coach's Corner.
Thanks, Jarrett. Talk to you after.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back, to make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at nebraskablue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
By the ice box, Jared Schaffron here on the Breeze 94.5 FM here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, Tri-City Storm. Going up against the Lincoln Stars here tonight for the fourth time this season. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Here tonight, Tri-City Storm starting lineup. The Storm come in with a record of 12-21-2. They are 2-1 against Lincoln this season. This is game number 36 this year, and the Storm will start their fourth line of Kyle Eastman, Ryan McMurphy, and Drew Mayer. Eastman on the left wing wearing number 10, 6'1", 201 pounds out of Angola, New York. Eastman has played in 29 games this season, 2 goals and 5 assists. At the center, it's Ryan McMurphy wearing number 9, 6'1", 175 pounds out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He's played in 31 games. And he has 7 goals and 3 assists. On the right wing, number 19, Drew Mayer, 6'1", 185 pounds out of Troy, Michigan. Mayer has played in 29 games, 2 goals and 2 assists, and he is committed to Ferris State. On the left defense, it'll be number 8, Jalen Schultz, 6'1", 170 pounds out of Cambridge, Minnesota. Schultz in 32 games this season has 4 assists for Tri-City. And on the right side, it's number 2, Sean Lang. Lang, 6'2", 185 pounds, and at Apple Valley, Minnesota, through 26 games, he has 6 assists. In net tonight for the Tri-City Storm, it's Hayden Levine. Back-to-back starts for Levine after a 40-save performance against Dubuque on Saturday night at the Viero Event Center. Levine wears number 41, 6'3", 180 pounds out of Brampton, Ontario. 11 games this season for Levine, a 4.5 goals against average, and 87% same percentage. He's committed to the University of Michigan. Storm scratches tonight. Joey DiBenedetto, Cutler Martin, Kevin Kerr, and Nick Hutchison. Some injuries there for the Storm, but as you heard from Coach Holton in the coach's corner, guys are getting closer and closer to coming back. Valisano, the newest member of the Storm, will be on the top line with Garrett Gomez and Christian Horn. Nolan Abel centers Dan Lebosky and Austin Poganski, and Pat Curry is with Chase Berger and Chris Wilkie. Now it's time for the starting lineup for the Lincoln Stars. Lincoln moved ahead of the Storm in the standings. Storm can get even with Lincoln with a win here tonight at the Icebox. Lincoln will start their second line tonight, which includes left wing number 17, Ludwig Hoff. Hoff with a 5'11", 190-pound frame. He has played just 4 games. For the Lincoln Stars, one of the newest members of the team, brothers with Magnus Hoff, who is also in the lineup tonight on the third line. Number 17, Ludwig Hoff on the left wing. Number 19, David Paratino at the center. Paratino, 5'10", 170 pounds. This season, 5 goals and 10 assists. On the right side, number 6, Christian Lampasso, 5'9", 165 pounds. Lampasso actually recently committed to Ohio State. He has 5 goals and 11 assists on the season. Defensively, Zach Fry is on the left side, 6'1", 195 pounds. Fry this season, 2 goals, 8 assists, and a whopping 137 penalty minutes. He's committed to the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. On the right side, number 2, Connor Franny. Franny, 6'5", 210 pounds, big boy on the right side, committed to Northern Michigan. And Franny, this season also a whopping 130 penalty minutes and 1 assist in 27 games. The netminder tonight for Lincoln, number 35, Jacob Nehama. Nehama, the 7 games to his USHL experience, most recently a shutout over the first-place Omaha Lancers. He's 3-1 with a goals-against average of 2.57 and a save percentage of 92%. And the Lincoln Stars are coached by head coach Jimmy McGrory. That is your lineup for the hometown Lincoln Stars. Now let's get you our new win, keys to victory. As Lincoln's starting lineup is announced here in the arena, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. So we've talked about a lot of different changes here in the Storm lineup over the last couple of weeks. The trains that went down, no Lesperance, no Sincere. Connor Valenzano comes in, but the biggest key right now, Lesperance with 21 goals this season. And the Storm need to replace that somehow. And it's going to have to be some of the other guys in this lineup. Obviously, Christian Horn and Garrett Gomez have been hot. Chris Wilkie, you heard Coach Holton mention in the pregame. Wilkie has been really solid for the Storm over the last five games. He's got a five-game point streak. But Dan Lebosky, Nolan Abel, Pat Curry, Chase Berger, those guys are the guys that are going to have to step up and get some goals. It's going to have to be a team effort. And, of course, Connor Valenzano is going to factor in all that as well, as he has some offense to him. Eight goals already this season for a Sioux Falls team that knows how to put the puck in the net. So that is the first key, is you need to get some scoring without Joel Lesperance. And it's going to be tough for Tri-City. Definitely going to be tough, but they're going to have to look to all areas of the ice to try to get some scoring. And Lincoln actually does not score much either. So here, at least tonight, they're not facing a team that has a ton of scoring. So that's a positive for Tri-City. Second key, defensive responsibility. Tri-City only with five defensemen in the lineup after the trade and the loss of Sincere. You're looking at your five defensive: Frederick Larson, Nolan Glukowski, Jalen Schultz, Tori Dello, and Sean Lang. Tri-City dresses 13 forwards in this game. Thomas Allworth coming back from an injury. So you get 13 forwards. Allworth's going to factor into the mix as a forward. However, the only five defensemen, and Coach Jim Holton said in Coach's Corner, he's comfortable with those five defensemen. He's going to rotate them around. They're all going to get playing time. They're going to get a lot of experience. It's a fast-paced, action-packed stadium here in the icebox, and it's a little bit smaller ice surface for those defensemen, and they're going to be ready to go here tonight. But got to have that defensive responsibility, because you got Hayden Levine in net. Levine, this is our third key to victory here. You got to give as much help to Levine as possible. Levine has played one game here. The only time the Storm were here in Lincoln back in October, Levine was played in that game, and Tri-City lost 6-1. They got behind early, and it was just kind of a mess here their last time in October. They've only played Lincoln three times this season, twice at the Miero Event Center, once here in October. They'll meet eight times, so this is the halfway point here, the fourth meeting out of eight. But Hayden Levine definitely going to need help in front of him. Tri-City going to have to get some goals, and it's going to be a good one here between Tri-City and Lincoln. Just about ready to go here as they finish up the starting lineup in Lincoln. It'll be just a couple minutes before a puck drop here in Lincoln. Tri-City and the Stars getting ready to go right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars about to get underway here at the Icebox in Lincoln. Storm with Hayden Levine in net. He'll oppose Jacob Nehama. Both teams with their backup netminders in for a Tuesday night matchup. Storm will wear their white uniforms with their black helmets. Purple lettering and numbering on the back. Tri-City going from left to right on your radio dial. And Lincoln, right off the faceoff, gets to the puck. And they're going from right to left on your radio dial. And they shoot it right in on Levine, and he makes the glove save and stops play. Lincoln is wearing their uniforms, their third uniforms this season. They're dark blue with black trim on the top, blue lettering and numbering, and black helmets. Lincoln customarily with the black and blue look as the puck jumps out of play. So just 12 seconds in, we've already had two stoppages in play, and this time they're going to move the faceoff to neutral ice, and it'll be face-off just outside the Tri-City Storm zone. Ryan McMurphy will take it for Tri-City. And the face-off is scrum forward, one forward. Eastman trips and falls as he entered the zone. Tri-City would have been offside, but they left the puck back in the Lincoln end. Now the Stars move forward. Lampasso into the zone. Stopped by Glukowski, banked to the top. Eastman corrals it on the near side, throws it to Mayer in neutral ice. Mayer took a hit, moved it in the zone, bouncing puck through the center. Here's McMurphy in alone. He shoots and scores! Ryan Murphy, McMurphy, 35 seconds into the game, gives the Storm a 1-0 lead on the first shift. Ryan McMurphy with his eighth goal of the season. He was let alone on a breakaway by Drew Mayer, and Ryan McMurphy silences his crowd here at the Icebox. It's 1-0 Tri-City. First shot of the game for the Storm, and Ryan McMurphy comes in by himself and buries it. Drew Mayer and Kyle Eastman will pick up the assist before you even get Valisano out there. It's 1-0 Tri-City, and now it's going to be all the way down for icing on the Storm. It was Tori Dello who sent it all the way down. 35 seconds in. Ryan McMurphy, his eighth of the season, and the Storm take a 1-0 lead over Lincoln. Talk about some energy on the first shift. First shot of the game. First shot the Storm have taken on Jacob Nehama is golden. Ryan McMurphy with a great move. He was alone on the breakaway, and he made it 1-0 Tri-City. Storm win the faceoff. Horn gets buried, and he gets right back up. Smith hit Horn there. Now the Storm have the puck out to neutralize. Lincoln able to pick it up in their own end. Horn definitely took a shot there on the near side wall, and got right back up. Seems to be okay for Tri-City. Gomez in on the forecheck. Almost caused a turnover, but Lincoln gets it out of their own end. And now they move into the Storm end of things. Quick shot missed the net wide from the far side. Max Tumitz. Gomez got it out of the zone. Gomez past the red line. Moving into the zone. Leaves it for Valisano. Back to Gomez. To the center for Horn. Horn with a shot. Save made by Nehama, and he hangs on. Stoppage in play. Nehama didn't have great control of it, and Horn was lurking in front. Lincoln players didn't like that. Player had to be separated a little bit. Minute and 20 seconds into the game, and Tri-City has a 1-0 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5. Ryan McMurphy on the first shot of the game, 35 seconds in. The Storm lead 1-0. Face off now to the right of Nehama in the Lincoln end is won by Tri-City. A quick shot missed an end. Now here comes Lincoln the other way. Stars into the Storm end. Quick shot missed an end on Hayden Levine. Shot was taken by Lorario and now taken away by Larson. Able to Pogansky and neutral ice. Pogansky took a hit on the near side. Went down. Slow to get up Pogansky as Lincoln moves up the ice and Pogansky trips over himself, and now we get a stoppage whistle. as Pogansky slowly skates over towards the Storm bench. It's going to be seen by Matt Stern. Pogansky took a big hit on the near side boards, fell down, tried to get up and just didn't have the balance yet, and he fell over. He was laying on the ice for a second. Now he's seeing Matt Stern, and first thing you think is a head injury when you see something like that. Under 2 minutes into the game, and we'll keep an eye on Pogansky here. Who now he had a penalty as Pat Curry is tripped up off the faceoff, and it looks like the Storm are headed to the Century 21 power play. High stick is the call, and it's on Lincoln. Storm headed to that power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2 minutes for high sticking. Whistled there to Lincoln's Magnus Hopp. And so the Storm heads to the Century 21 power play. Gomez wins the faceoff. Glukowski with a shot. Missed the net. Rebound on the near side. Horn. Horn up top for Glukowski with a shot. Missed the net. Went to the far side where Wilkie had it. Lost it. Here comes Lincoln the other way. It's Lampasso who's got a lot of speed. Into the zone. Takes a shot. Levine with the save. Rebound. Poked away. Glukowski gloved it down and kept things moving. Glukowski now corrals it to Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie up the ice now in a neutral ice. Wilkie in on side, all the way down. Icing waved off in the Lincoln end. Nehama plays around the far side. Bounce to the center. Wilkie with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Gomez couldn't get a shot off. Gomez can keep the puck, though. Now from the circle over to Horn at the center. Now it's played by Wilkie, who couldn't handle it, and it's taken by Lincoln back out to neutral ice. Sent back towards the Storm end. Wilkie able to glove it down and give it to Glukowski, who will retreat behind his own net as the Storm get a line change. Glukowski on the near side, got Wilkie. Wilkie with speed, past the red line, flips it to the far side, in back to Wilkie. Here's a chance in front for Eastman, and Eastman on the far side covers it up. Now over to Dello, banked out of the zone. Dello could control that pass from Eastman. It's back to Jalen Schultz, finds Dello. Dello on the far side now. Over to Schultz on the near side. Trying to get possession on the power play. Nice pass to Eastman into the zone. Eastman to McMurphy. McMurphy holds, shoots, and the save was made by Nehama. Loose puck in front and a stoppage and a whistle. Puck was loose. Officials lost sight of it. Ryan McMurphy, who has scored already in this game. It's a 1-0 Tri-City lead. Had a wonderful opportunity there in the front, but he could not pull the trigger. He was moving across the slot. Nehama was way out of position. A lot of net to shoot out from McMurphy, but he couldn't put it home, and I believe Nehama made a save down there in a sprawling manner. Now Levine goes and plays the puck down for the faceoff here. 16:41 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0 Tri-City on a McMurphy goal. 33 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Storm in the faceoff. Lebowski on the far side to Schultz. A lot of time. He shoots. Save made. Rebound is loose. Schultz gets it back. Shoots again. It was blocked through. Now it's down low behind the net. Played by Lincoln, but up top, Dello keeps it in. Schultz again on the far side, Lebowski. Lebowski in the left circle. Back to Schultz up top. Finds Dello on the right point. Dello wraps it around the wall. 10 seconds left in the power play. Lebowski on the far side. Up top to Schultz. Schultz back to Dello. Dello shoots. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound loose in front for Aldworth, who was lurking there, but now it's cleared out by Lincoln. And we're back to full strength. 4 minutes into the game. Tri-City leading 1-0. Aldworth on the near side took a hit. Able to chip it ahead, and Lebowski's there onside. Lebowski on the far side. To the center, he shoots. It was blocked. Rebound on the far side. Now Lincoln's got it. Lebowski gets it back. Now it's played by Lincoln, though, out of the zone. Here they come in transition. The Stars in onside. To the center, a shot went over the net. Nice little rip there by Magnus Hopp just out of the box. Levine got over at the last second and saw it glide over the net. Now it's played back in deep to the Storm end. Levine out to get it. Levine on the far side. Larson got a piece of it. Curry on the far side wall. Couldn't get it out. Kept back in. Here's Sean Lang. Lang wrapped it around the far side. Out of the zone. Nice job. Hunter Anderson dumps it right back in for Lincoln. Levine lays it down for Lang. Lang on the far side. Larson Berger up the wall, back to Larson to the center now, Lang. Dangerous pass, but Lang's got it, and now over to Berger. Berger banked it off the far side wall, rolling back in the Lincoln end. Icing waved off. Nice race won by Pat Curry, beat Hunter Anderson. Here's a chance in front, missing it wide. Berger on a deflection, and now here come the Stars. They got a rush going the other way. Lincoln on the near side. Hunter Anderson just sweeps it in as he mishandled the puck. Lincoln goes off on a change. Schultz collides there with a Lincoln player, Paratino, and it goes in deep. Now moved on the near side. Schultz lost it to Paratino, trying to get it back in the near side corner. Berger there to chip it up against Lampasso. Lampasso spinning with it now. Behind the net, Berger seals him off, but Hoff picks it up. It's Ludwig Hoff. Taken out, and here comes Wilkie. Wilkie's skating up the ice, but he's cut off and just takes a shot at the end of the zone. It was blocked. Wilkie thought he was going to have a chance for a break there, but the Lincoln defense caught up to him. 14:22 to go in the opening period. Tri-City leading 1-0 on a goal by Ryan McMurphy. Mayer in the center. He shoots, and a save made by Nehama, and he hangs on. 14:15 to go here in the opening first period of play. Presented by Nebraska Lottery at the Icebox. Tri-City leading Lincoln 1-0 on a goal by Ryan McMurphy. Just 35 seconds in. 35 seconds in, Ryan McMurphy scores. And we got the 1-0 lead for Tri-City. Bouncing puck off the faceoff, won by the Storm. Dello with a shot, deflects wide of the net. Good traffic in front by Tri-City there as Lang keeps it in the left point. Throws it in the center. Loose puck. Mayer with a shot that missed the net. Now down low, Eastman on the far side. Eastman holding it, trying to get it to McMurphy. Loose behind the net, taken by Lincoln. They play it out of the zone. It's going to be icing on the Stars, and Lang wins the race easily. Icing whistled on Lincoln, 13:50 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play in Lincoln. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead on the Stars. Ryan McMurphy's eighth goal of the season. A little bit of a curious start from Jim Holton to start Eastman, McMurphy, and Mayer, but it pays off for Tri-City. They score on the first shift, and the Storm take a 1-0 lead. Faceoff won by Lincoln. They have it now in neutral ice. Back into the Storm, and a shot was deflected wide of the net. Glukowski picks up. Big collision in front. And now here comes Glukowski with Horn into the zone. Horn made a move past the player. He's taken down. No call coming. And players pushing and shoving in front of the Lincoln net. Horn tried to make a move. He put the puck through a defenseman's legs and then tried to dipsy doodle in between the two defensemen. He got sandwiched. And the officials, who were right on top of it, said no penalty. Officials, by the way, in tonight's game, the referee, Anthony Folletti, linesman Lucas Martin, and Lucas Bisbee. Face-off in the Lincoln end to the right of Nehama. 13:34 to go in the opening period. Tri-City leading 1-0. Storm in the faceoff. Aldworth got it down low, but taken away as Aldworth falls down. And now here comes Lincoln with a 3-on-2. Lincoln on the far side, into the zone. Hoff to the center. Shot was blocked away into the near side corner. Picked up now, and a big hit there on Simonson by Nolan Glukowski. And now Lebowski into the zone. Lebowski stops to the center for Abel. Abel with a backhand shot, save made. Rebound is loose on the far side. Taken up the wall, bouncing around the top of the zone. It's out. And here comes Simonson for Lincoln. They got a 3-on-1. Simonson on the near side. He shoots. And Levine makes the save with the right pad. Now it's Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski transitioning into the zone. He stops. Cross ice pass deflected away. Loose puck in front. Bounced wide of the net. Big chance for the Storm there as Nehama came out of the net. And now a puck rolling back in the Lincoln end. Icing is waved off as Lincoln goes back to play it. Good work by the Storm here in the opening minutes of this game. They lead 1-0. Lincoln with it now, though, back into the Storm end. In the near side, Paratino stops, falls down on the near side. Move behind the net. Lampasso is searching for it with Ludwig Hoff. Lampasso finds it behind the net. Up top to the point. Colquist with it. Colquist to the far side. A shot. Levine makes the save. Tracking the puck well on that one. Fry took that shot. Levine made the save into the far side corner. Chase Berger had it first. Got it to Dello on the near side. Wilkie plays it. Can't get it out, though. Kept in by Colquist. Now it rolls in on Levine, and he hangs on. Nice net protection there by Jalen Schultz. Got in front of Lampasso right away as the puck bounced in on Levine. And Levine covers up, stops play. 12:06 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm lead 1-0 on the breeze, 94.5. Connor Malasano will take this faceoff for Tri-City. His first game as a member of the Storm out of Duluth, Minnesota. Plays 90 games for Sioux Falls last couple seasons. Quick shot from the point there. Levine makes the save. And now another chance up top for Lincoln. Shot by Fry was blocked by Horn. Horn on the near side wall against Tommy Marchand. Horn got hit there. Puck went out of the zone, but now it's put right back in by Lincoln. Into the near side corner. Worked by Marchand. He takes a hit from Valisano, and Valisano will take the puck and move it to the center. Try to get it to Horn. It was blocked by Fry and neutralized. Back to the Storm end it goes. Glukowski from his own end. Glukowski fires it off the far side wall. Got to neutral ice, and now it's rolling back for Frederick Larson. Larson slaps it in deep. It rolls around the near side. Gomez, first man there to cut it off. Three Lincoln players there, almost taken away by Christian Horn. And now Lincoln able to move it out. Rolling back to the Storm. Mandello got it. Turned it right over. Chance in front. A shot. Save Levine. Rebound. Another save, Levine. Hayden Levine with two point blank saves right there. And he keeps it 1-0. Tri-City, the best opportunity Lincoln has had here in the first 9 minutes of the game. Now here come the Stars again from the goal line. Play blocked by Dello on the far side of the center. Taken away by Eastman. Eastman in a neutral ice. Trips and falls as he hit the red line. Eastman checking to see if he lost an edge there, but he got it in deep. And now he gets a turnover behind the net. Drew Mayer to the center for McMurphy. Couldn't get a piece. Now Schultz with a shot, missing it wide. Mayer with a shot, save made. Another chance here on the near side, and it's Lincoln who plays it out of the zone. Back to Tri-City end, it's icing is waved off. Larson played it all the way down, tried a home run pass. It was knocked away by Lincoln. Now they come right back into the zone. Into the near side corner, McMurphy trying to push Hoff. Got it back down low to Lorario. And now on the near side, the Storm have it. It's Larson. Larson behind the net puts it in the near side wall. Mayer trying to pass out to neutralize for Eastman. It was cut off by Lincoln and now sent right back in by Colquitt. On the far side, it's Hoff. Takes a hit there from Schultz. Larson got the loose puck and now it's moved to Mayer and neutralized. He'll start in the Lincoln end. Mayer in onside. Mayer on the far side looking for some room. Stops in the corner. Now he works in the near side corner. Had Glukowski at the point but couldn't get it to him, and now Lincoln able to take the puck away from Mayer. Stars have it on the far side. Lampasso tried to enter the zone, but he lost the puck, and Lang sent it to Glukowski, who knocked it down with his midsection. Glukowski banks it off the wall in a neutral ice. Lincoln with it now. Cross ice pass to the near side, intercepted by Lang. Lang with it for Tri-City. Banked it to the center, and it's cut off by Fry, and Zach Fry into the zone. Tarantino threw a pass for Ludwig Hoff, but it went to the far side wall. Now Hoff to the center, and a shot for Lampasso never got through. And now Lebowski got knocked down, but it was out of the zone. Lincoln has to regroup. They get it back in onside. Drop pass. Shot. Levine makes the save. Puts the rebound off the backboard. Ludwig Hoff with Lang draped on him. Still with the puck. Abel comes in with a hit. And now Paratino got possession. Glukowski had it. Taken away. Here's Lincoln with a shot. He fanned on it. Paratino had a look one-on-one with Levine, and he fanned on the shot. Now it's Lampasso in the near side corner. Back to Paratino. Taken away by Glukowski. Puck to the top of the zone, but not out. Kept in deep by Lincoln. Now Lang shoved it around the near side. Nolan Abel picks it up. Abel through the center. Dangerous pass. Almost stolen away. Kept in by Lincoln on the far side. Lampasso behind the net. Lampasso takes a hit there from Lang. Abel comes in to help. Long shift here for the Storm defense. Lampasso from the near side corner now with some space. Up top a shot. Missing it up high. Carey has it now. It's Thomas Carey down low. Gets it back. Knocked away by Lang. Lebowski gets it out of the zone. Not deep, though. Lampasso will recover. Storm get a quick change here. Lincoln wants to come right back in. It's Fry. Fan on a shot. Now a shot. Save Levine. Rebound loose in the slot, and it's taken by Chase Berger. Way to calm it down by Berger. Storm finally get it out of the zone, and it's rolling back to the Lincoln end. Icing is whistled. Icing is whistled on Tri-City. 7:51 remaining in the opening period. Matt Stern has returned to the ice, but he is not with Austin Pogansky, and that is probably the worst news that we've got for you Storm fans. Austin Pogansky was just figuring it out here, and now it looks as he has been injured. We have not seen him back onto the ice since his first shift when he got hit. It's been Lebowski, Abel, and the 13th forward, Thomas Aldworth. In this game, Aldworth getting a chance for a regular shift now as the Storm are down to 12 forwards and 5 defensemen. Bukowski with the puck tried to send it through neutralize, and it was blocked away. Lincoln trailing 1-0 to Tri-City, 7:30 to go in the first. Chance for Lincoln, a shot was saved by Levine with a blocker. And now it's played in the near side corner, played by Berger on the far side wall. Up top, Lincoln keeps it in, around behind the net. Simonson with a centering pass, bouncing puck. And it's taken there by Liario. Moving to the far side wall. Finally, the Storm trying to work it out. They can't. It's kept in at the line. Nice work there by Lincoln. Simonson in the center. A shot saved. Levine. And he hangs on. Hayden Levine making some big saves here in the first. 7:01 to go in the opening period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to the Lincoln Stars. Sorry. Tri-City leading 1-0 over the Lincoln Stars. Brian McMurphy has the only goal of the game. McMurphy from Drew Mayer and Kyle Eastman at 35 seconds of the first period. Fans, did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 58,000 college scholarships, have helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats, and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. So, interesting one here tonight for the Storm. They get a goal 35 seconds in from Ryan McMurphy. They have a 1-0 lead on Lincoln. Lincoln now out shooting the Storm 8-7. But the bad news for the Storm fans here is that Austin Pogansky has left this game with an apparent injury. Good news, Jim Holton addressed 13 forwards, so you've got enough forwards to continue this game at full strength. Only 5 defensemen, and the Storm traded their leading scorer, Joel Esperance, away this week. Pogansky, one of the guys they were counting on to score. And now he seems to be out, and the question is, how long will it be before we can see Austin Pogansky back on the ice? Probably too early to search for answers on that question. As the faceoff scrum four in the Storm end, picked up by Valisano. Valisano tried to flip a backhand out of the zone on a second attempt. He got it to neutralize. Banked off the boards by Lincoln. Schultz back to get it, but he's beat to the puck here by Humans. Down low carry. Carrying the near side, Smith, and a penalty upcoming here. Penalty is whistled for a trip. And it's Valisano who will go to the box. Connor Valisano, 2 minutes for tripping. First time he's on the score sheet as a member of the Storm. Valisano, not a big penalty minute grabber, as he only had 16 penalty minutes all season. But 12 of them came against Lincoln on January 7th. Puck's out of the zone on the Storm GNC penalty kill. Tri-City able to get that first faceoff. Now here's McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy trying to go towards the net, taken away. And now Lincoln has it back. They move into neutral ice. Loose puck. Lincoln has it into the zone. Opportunity for the Stars. Behind the net, it's Smith up top. And a shot from Fry. Save made by Levine, and he hangs on. Nice save by Hayden Levine there on the shot from the point. Shot from the point there came from Fry. 6:12 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead on Lincoln. Killing a penalty here, which is whistled on Connor Valisano for tripping. Face off won by the Storm. Glukowski tried to bank it out. Took a weird bounce off the glass, and it's kept in by Lincoln. Humans gets it up top. Fry with a shot. Blocked in front. Larson got the big body there, and Berger able to clear it all the way down. Under 6 minutes to go in the period, 1:16 left to go in the penalty kill. GNC penalty kill here for Tri-City. Nice forecheck by Berger and Curry. Had Lincoln pinned in for a second. Now the Stars move through neutral ice. Carry into the zone. Onside. Puck is at the top of the line. Not out yet. Now it's cleared by Pat Curry. Curry got enough of it to get it all the way down to Lincoln end. 54 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Another deep forecheck there. It's Lebowski in deep. Lincoln moving up the ice a little bit easier this time, but now it's Simonson banked off his skate. Finally, they get it in deep. Taken by Schultz. Wrapped it around the far side. Loose in front of another bad bounce, and a shot missed over the net. Another chance in front now. Eastman takes it away. Eastman gets it out of the zone. All the way down it goes. 30 seconds to go on the GNC penalty kill. Eastman deep in on the forecheck. Got to be careful. Don't want to take a penalty here. Lincoln through neutral line, into the storm end. Humitz on the far side. Takes a hit from Gomez. Excuse me, that's Hoff who took a hit. Now he gets it up top. And an opportunity for Colquitt. Now back to the center. Wraps to the far side with a shot, and Levine is there with the glove. John Simonson, the Lincoln leading scorer this season with 11 goals and 26 points, took that shot. Levine saw it all the way and made the glove save. 4:46 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. 7 seconds left in the Storm GNC penalty kill. Faceoff is to the left of Levine. Shot right off the draw. Levine with the save. Another save on the rebound, and he hangs on. Right off the draw, Levine had to make a good save, and he reacted well to the puck. Left a big rebound, but got right in position to make a second save on Ludwig Hoff. Hayden Levine, couple nice saves here. Really in control for Tri-City. They lead 1-0. Lincoln has outshot the Storm. Now the Storm back at full strength as the puck is dropped from the faceoff. Balasano right into the play out of the box. Levine now recording already 11 saves. Tri-City leading 1-0. Dello on the near side. Got to Larson on the far side. Shot it in on the net. Nehama makes the save. Balasano got it in deep. Gomez trying to get it back to Horn. On the near side, cleared around, kept in by Dello. Dello down low, deflected in by Balasano. Played on the far side to the center for Lincoln and now out of the zone. Lampasso with the speed into the Storm end. Lampasso to the center. A shot and a save by Levine. Lampasso got that shot off. Gomez fanned on a clearing attempt. Here's another chance for Lincoln. Stopped by Horn. Gomez lost his stick. Lampasso to the center. Deflected up top. Levine finds it with the glove. It was played with a high stick there by Lincoln's Luke Bolton, but it went right into Levine's glove, and he stops play. Hayden Levine with a marvelous first period. 3:51 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City leading Lincoln 1-0. The only goal 35 seconds in from Storm center Ryan McMurphy. Chase Berger will take the faceoff now against Thomas Carey of Lincoln. Berger able to win it over to Lang. Lang on the near side, Wilkie. Wilkie couldn't get it out. Back to Glukowski. Wraps it around the far side. Lang catching up to it. Sends it to the center. It's all the way down. Icing is waved off. And so the Storm will be able to go chase. Wilkie puts his man into the far side wall. And now it's played by Lincoln on the far side. In a neutral line. Carey in onside with Bolton. Bolton with a shot. Levine with a glove. And he gets hit by Hunter Anderson. And the Storm right away get Anderson out of there. Lang and Glukowski. Stop Anderson. Anderson barking at Tri-City. He went right after Levine. And the officials could separate the players, but Hayden Levine, the story so far tonight for the Storm. He has made some great-looking saves and looks very confident in net. 13 saves now for Levine, 3:25 to go here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Face-off to the right of the Tri-City netminder. It'll be Ryan McMurphy to take the draw for the Storm. Right to the right of Levine. McMurphy tied up. Got it to Mayer. And Glukowski trying to send it out. It was gloved down, but now forced out by Mayer. Connor Franny back to get it. Played it on the far side for Lincoln. Up the wall. Deep into the Storm. And icing is whistled. Lang wins the race. Lincoln fans not happy as he was facing Magnus Hoff for that icing whistle. Sean Lang wins the race. 3:11 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City, 1-0 lead over Lincoln. Storm had a fast start to this game, but offensively they haven't had much pressure for the most part of this first period. About the first 5 minutes, Storm looked good. After that, it's been mostly Lincoln as it was put in a neutral ice by Jalen Schultz, now forced into the zone. McMurphy chasing against Lincoln, takes down Fry, no call coming. Dello keeps it in, and McMurphy ended up going down. Dello took a shot that went wide of the net. Now on the far side corner, chance to the front, nobody there. Dello with it on the right point. Dello down low, but it got knocked around. Right back out by Lincoln. Corralled by Schultz and neutral ice. Mayer hacked at that puck, and he got it back in onside for Eastman. Eastman lost it in the near side corner, and now it's put in the far side wall. Kept in, though, by Larson, but then turned over to Lincoln. Lincoln is in offside. Lampasso in a second early. Larson and Lampasso get together after the play. 2:21 to go. Here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Tri-City leading Lincoln 1-0 at the Icebox, and Lincoln on the breeze, 94.5. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Lane got it up the wall. Aldworth through neutral ice. Aldworth dumps it into the zone. Goes and chases. Abel on the back wall. Got it to Lebowski, who's falling down, trying to slap it to Lang, taken away by Lincoln. Stars have it in neutral line. Put it into the storm end. Lang. Nice play on Dom Sacco, and then it's taken out of the zone by Aldworth. Lebowski steals it. He's got a breakaway. Lebowski shoots. Save made. Save made by Jacob Nehama. Lebowski stolen and had a breakaway. He went with a wrist shot, glove side, and Nehama flashed the glove for some nice leather there. We get the stoppage, 1:52 remaining in the opening first period here, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Tri-City leading 1-0 over Lincoln on the breeze. Nice play by Dan Lebowski. Just got that steal and used his speed to create a breakaway. Save made by Nehama. Been very good since that opening goal by McMurphy, which was a defensive breakdown. Now here comes Lincoln off the faceoff. They're into the storm, and a quick shot missed the net wide. Rebound on the near side is Christian Horn. Horn got hit into the wall by Carey. Now Smith has it. Smith took a hit from Schultz. Schultz trying to move it. Smith, yo with the buck. Schultz knocks him down a second time. Shot from the near side corner, missed the net. Played up top by Lincoln, kept in deep. Move behind the net now. Smith. Schultz lost his stick now. Carey had it. Came right to Schultz. Well, couldn't move it with his stick, but now he got it to Horn somehow, and Valestano takes it out of the zone. Played it on the near side, Gomez. Gomez back to Horn. Horn with a lane to Valestano. He shoots. Save made. What a play by Tri-City. Kept in by Lang. Another shot. Save. Rebound. Loose and another save. Jacob Nehama coming up with some big saves there. Christian Horn found Valestano wide open on the doorstep, and Nehama kept it out. Valestano almost had his first storm goal. Great looking play. Valestano started it, got it to neutralize, gave it to Gomez. Gomez left it back for Horn, and then Horn went right to the net with it, and Valestano was waiting in front. But Nehama made the save. 1:03 to go in the first period. Tri-City leading 1-0 here on the breeze. Storm win the faceoff. Wilkie knocks it down behind the net. Curry out in front. Loose puck. Shoot. Berger couldn't get a good shot off. Berger had a point-blank opportunity, and he decided to wait on it. Now we get an icing whistle on Lincoln. Storm buzzing right now. Near the Lincoln net, they lead 1-0 over the Stars. Berger with an unbelievable chance. Berger, Valestano, Gomez, Horn, Wilkie, all the guys getting chances here now for Tri-City. Lebowski had a breakaway opportunity a few moments ago. Storm really turned the play around here later in the period. After the middle of the period, that was dominated by Lincoln. Now here come the Stars with a chance for a break. Tori Dello negates his player. And Liario taken out by Dello. Now it's Lang who tried to bank it out. On a second attempt, he did get it to Wilkie and neutralized. Wilkie moves past one man. Wilkie into the zone. He shoots. Save made. Rebound. Wilkie couldn't get it to the center for Curry. Shot from Lang and a save made. Rebound loose. Wilkie's got it back. 18 seconds to go in the period. Dello shoots. Missed the net. Wilkie on the far side with 13 seconds. Wilkie up top for Lang. Dello can't hold it in. Rolling back to the storm, and we got 5 seconds to go in the period. And Dello played it up to Berger. And now it's back to Lang. And at the end of one, it's Tri-City 1, Lincoln nothing. Very entertaining first period at the Icebox. Both teams with phenomenal opportunities. And both goaltenders really did nice work in between their pipes. Hayden Levine, thus far, has made 14 saves, and he has not let one by him just yet. 1-0 Tri-City after 20 minutes at the end of one. We'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic intermission report right here on the Breeze, 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
After one period, Tri-City Storm lead 1-0 over the Lincoln Stars. 20 minutes in and an exciting first period. Lincoln, 14 shots. Tri-City, 12. Both teams with a lot of chances on either side, and both goaltenders had to be very good. The only goal in the first period was scored 35 seconds in. Ryan McMurphy with his eighth goal of the season from Drew Mayer and Kyle Eastman. Again, 35 seconds in. It's McMurphy's eighth of the season in his 32nd game. McMurphy really has been a source of offense for the Storm. Not consistent, but he's been a very good secondary source of offense for Tri-City, much more than he gave the Storm last season. Drew Mayer with his fifth point of the season and his third assist. Kyle Eastman with his sixth assist of the season and his eighth point as well. And Tri-City leads 1-0. Two penalties in that period, both minors, to Magnus Hoff for high-sticking and Connor Valisano for tripping. That's all we saw as far as infractions went in the first. Neither team able to score on their power play. But the news, if you're a Storm fan, there's two sides of it. We'll give you the good first. Hayden Levine, 14 of 14, might have been his best USHL period yet. He was really tracking the puck well. Looked very good for Tri-City. Good news for Storm fans in the future. Hayden Levine, scheduled to be back for the Storm next season, already committed to the University of Michigan, but supposed to be back next year, and really solid performance in the first period, so we'll have to keep watching Levine, see if he can keep it up. But on the downside, Austin Pogansky has went down with an injury. He has not returned to action for the Storm. And Pogansky, not who you want to see down, a very talented forward, got hit on the near side wall, really hard hit, trying to get up and stumbled and fell down, didn't have his balance quite yet, skated off to the bench, and we have not seen him since his opening shift. So we'll try to keep you updated on news from Austin Fogansky, but the early prognosis doesn't seem good as he hasn't returned to action. Hoping that everything is okay with Austin Fogansky, storm forward, who was injured in the first Tri-City. Still 12 forwards in the lineup as Thomas Aldworth been able to move up right into the spot that was vacated by Fogansky. But Tri-City really doing good work in that first period despite the injury, despite everything else, all the trades and everything. The Storm had a great start to this game. We got the early goal from McMurphy. Then after the penalty to Tri-City on Valisano, you saw Lincoln with a lot of chances coming at the Storm end. But at the end of the period, Tri-City turned things around, and they were able to really get a lot of chances in the last couple minutes at the net. The line of Christian Horn, Garrett Gomez, Valisano with a chance. You also saw Lebowski with a chance. Really a nice job by the Storm. Chris Wilkie was buzzing with Gello and Lang getting involved at the point with the puck, and really a good ending to that first period. From the Storm, they lead 1-0 after 20 minutes over the Lincoln Stars, and that's your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Storm lead the Stars 1-0. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the icebox here in Lincoln. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Tri-City Storm leading the Lincoln Stars 1-0 here on the Breeze. The only goal for Ryan McMurphy. That's the difference here in this game after one period. Time to check the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. And I lied, but there is no out-of-town scoreboard because this is the only game going on here on a Tuesday night in the USHL. But we're going to give you a standings update instead in replacement of the out-of-town scoreboard update here presented by Midway also, by Midway Auto, who is also presenting one of the Tri-City Storm home games this upcoming weekend at the Viera Event Center on Friday night. The Storm will take on the Sioux Falls Stampede. as well as Saturday night. Friday night is Taste of Nebraska night. Saturday night, Star Wars night. So both great promotions. Head out to the Viero Event Center this weekend. Catch the Trying City Storm in action. Here's the standings update here. Indiana is leading the Eastern Conference. Through 32 games, Indiana is 21-6-5. They are rebounding from a season where they were in the bottom, in the basement of the Eastern Conference, and all of a sudden, looks like they pressed the right buttons in the offseason. Indiana with 47 points in first place in the East. With a long road winning streak, they've been winning away from home, 21-6-5 overall record. Dubuque, who the Storm saw on Saturday night, Dubuque 32 games played as well, 21 wins as well, but 10 losses and one overtime loss. 43 points for the Fighting Saints, 4 points back of the Indiana Ice. Cedar Rapids in third place with 33 games played, 19-13-1 for 39 points. Muskegon holding on to that fourth and final playoff spot right now, 17-16-4 for 38 points. Green Bay on the outside looking in, but just by a point, 37 points and a record of 16-12-5. Chicago has moved themselves into contention, 4 points out of a spot. They're 16-17-2. Team USA, who was leading this league earlier on in the year, has 16-16-1 overall record with 33 points, not completely out of contention. Youngstown 8-20-5 in eighth place in the East with 21 points. In the Western Conference, you got Omaha, who's led it for most of the first half of the season. Now that we move into the second half, Omaha, with a record of 26-7-4, has 56 points, but Waterloo right on the heels of Omaha with four games in hand. Waterloo, four games in hand and just 1 point behind Omaha with 55 total points, a record of 27-5-1. And if you look at those games in hand, you got to consider Waterloo potentially the best team in the USHL right now. I know the Storm's seen a lot of Omaha, already faced them 9 times this year, and Omaha's been very good, but can't count out Waterloo either. Sioux City is in third place, 48 points, 23-10-2, and Sioux City just added one of the best scorers in the USHL, Joel Esperance, to their roster. We'll keep an eye on Esperance for you over the coming weeks as he's set to play his first game this weekend for Sioux City. Sioux Falls is in fourth place with 45 points, a record of 21-12-3. The Storm will see the Stampede twice this upcoming weekend at the Viero Event Center. Team that they're trying to catch in fourth place in the Western Conference standings, and so chance to catch up on Sioux Falls, but they got a long way to go until they do that. 45 points for Sioux Falls in fourth place. Des Moines is in fifth with 29 points. Lincoln in sixth here with 28. Tri-City in seventh with 26 points. So a win tonight for the Storm would move them into a tie with Lincoln for sixth. Fargo is in eighth with 14 points. Force have been struggling this season in the Western Conference. They are at the bottom right now. That's your out-of-town standings update here presented by Midway Auto. Thanks for tuning in here to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll have a quick break, and we'll come back for the second period from Lincoln. Tri-City leading 1-0 over the Lincoln Stars.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Back here in Lincoln, we just started the second period of play. A quick save by Hayden Levine as Lincoln has control off the opening faceoff. Chance up top now for Connor Franny, and a shot went all the way through again. Deflected away by Levine. Couple chances here for Lincoln as we start the second period. Lampasso trying to go to the center. Lampasso behind the net now. Behind the net, it goes to Paratino. Centering pass, a shot was blocked. Rebound loose in the near side. It's Mayer who will send it up top. Can't get it out. Kept in again. Another shot from Lampasso. About 40 seconds in to this second period, it's been all Lincoln. Another couple shots. Levine, couple saves, and Mayer on the near side gets it out to Eastman into the zone. Eastman took a hit there, but got it in deep. Big hit for Connor Franny. Look at Drew Mayer getting in on the forecheck, creating some havoc. Now it's Carey out to neutral ice, flying hit by Larson. And now the puck's moving on the near side wall. Gomez out to neutral ice. Christian Horn. Horn in onside. Horn trying to get to the center. Knocked away, though. Out of the zone it goes. And it was knocked away by one of the newest members of the Lincoln defense, Tristan Rustagno. Came over from Muskegon in a trade. Now here's Horn on the near side. Up top, Larson with a shot was blocked. Out of the zone, Larson diving, trying to get it away. He couldn't. Down the near side, Lincoln with a shot. Levine with a save. Big rebound to the top of the zone. Kept in by Lincoln, though. Now taken away and gloved down here from the Storm. Going the other way was Horn. He couldn't get control of it. Now Lincoln has it off a turnover on the far side. Into the far side corner in the Storm end. 2 minutes into the second. Team's just underway here in the Papa John's second period. We've got 1-0 Storm lead. Storm get it all the way back to the Lincoln end. Icing waved off. Trying City makes a big change. Hunter Anderson starts forward. Nice job by Curry on the forecheck. Almost took it away. Now Anderson gets it back. Lincoln's into the Storm end, but it's picked up by Glukowski. Long cross-ice pass. Here's Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie on the far side. Stops on the circle to the center. It was knocked away. Nice diving play there by Lincoln. And it's knocked the play away. Really good job there by the defenseman, Patrick Gazzillo. Now the Storm have it the other way. It's Curry and Wilkie again. Wilkie to the net. It's poked off his stick. Diving poke check there by forward Biagio Liario. Wilkie back in again. Shoot. Save made by Nehama. Chris Wilkie had three consecutive rushes in a row on that shift. The first two, great defensive plays by Tristan Rustagno and Patrick Gazzillo. Both new defensemen for Lincoln that the Storm have not seen yet at all this year. Great news for Tri-City, however, as Austin Pogansky is back onto the ice. I am told it was a cut to his ear, and Pogansky had to get stitched up. Icing whistled on Lincoln here. So Pogansky right back out onto the ice for Tri-City. After missing the remainder of that first period, he got stitched up from trainer Matt Stern. Sat out the rest of the period, and he's back in there for Tri-City. Big cut to his ear is what I'm told. And now Poganski off the faceoff had an opportunity, couldn't get a shot on that. Now Lebowski to the top of the zone. Dello couldn't keep it in. Harassed from behind, got it over to Schultz. Schultz on the near side. Lebowski got it in deep. Poganski going to chase. Poganski hits Fry on the back wall. Abel came in to play it. Franny played around the far side. Now it's Lebowski to the center, and Poganski couldn't get a handle on it. Poganski picks up the loose puck, got it in deep. Now wrapped around the near side. Lampasso will have it. Lebowski taking him away. Excuse me, that's Abel who took it away. And he kept it in for a second, but now it's Ludwig Hoff who plays it past the red line into the Storm end. Hoff on the far side with Mayer on him. Throws him into the wall. And no call coming here as the Storm. Now we see a whistle, and Tri-City going to be whistled for a penalty, a tripping call. Tripping call to Kyle Eastman in the Storm, head of the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head of GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality products you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, just north of Walmart in Hastings, head of GNC today. Tri-City leading Lincoln 1-0 here in the Papa John's second period. 16:20 to go in the middle period, but 2 minutes on the board here for Kyle Eastman, tripping penalty. Drew Mayer absolutely crushed Ludwig Hoff into the back wall. No call coming on that one. Now Eastman goes for tripping, and Jim Holton's getting an explanation here. Ryan McMurphy trying to come out of the ice. The official's not letting him for some reason here. It's Mayer with Bukowski, and it looks like Lang on the far side there, but some reason McMurphy and Jim Holton not happy right now. McMurphy, though, does get onto the ice. Jim Holton getting his explanation to the officials. Tri-City shorthanded for the next 2 minutes, leading 1-0 on the breeze. 94.5 here in the second period, presented by Papa John. Faceoff is won back by Tri-City. Glukowski hammers it around the far side. Kept in, though, at the left point by Colquist. Colquist has it at the left point. Now the far side, it's wrapped around down low there. And now it's taken out of the zone. It rolls back to the Lincoln end. Played net by the netminder, Nehama. And now it's Rastanio who plays it to the far side for Colquist. Now into the zone is Simonson on the far side. It's moved to the center there for Sacco. Taken away by McMurphy. McMurphy played it in deep. Moved around the near side corner. Taken back by Lincoln. Up top to Rastanio with a pass down low. Levine has it in his pads, and he hangs on. Nice job by Hayden Levine, stopping play. Minute 18 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Tri-City leading 1-0 here in Lincoln. 15:38 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John. So, if you didn't hear right away, good news for the Storm in the second. Austin Poganski is back. Poganski just had to get stitched up for a cut. So he's back onto the ice. Luckily for the Storm, no long-term threats there. Poganski hasn't contributed just yet on the penalty kill, but he looks like he's about to hop onto the ice. If the Storm can get this clear, they could not. Lincoln wins the faceoff. Hunter Anderson at the center. Almost turned it over on the far side. Gomez was lurking, but it's kept in by Lincoln. Now it's played back to Anderson. The shot was blocked in front. Anderson banks it down low to Sacco. Sacco at the top now. Moving. Up top for Hunter Anderson. Anderson to the center. Paratino on the far side. Shot. And it was never got all the way through, and the Storm get it out. Racing to go get it is Gomez. However, Nehama has it first for Lincoln. Nehama on the near side. Paratino lost it. Picked up by Valisano. Trying to hammer it in deep. Paratino stopped it with his skate, and he'll move it up the ice. David Paratino in on side for Lincoln. On the near side, going up against Larson. Moved behind the net. Played on the far side now. A chance to the center was blocked away. Up top, can't clear. Here's Fry with a shot. And they score. Lincoln scores. Shot came from Fry. The goal light never went on, but the official right away gave the goal signal. And we're tied 1-1 with 14:46 to go in the Papa John's second period. Officials now look like this will be a goal for Lincoln on the power play. And it's tied 1-1. Zach Fry took that initial shot. I don't know if it was deflected on its way in. We'll wait for the call here. Public address announcer in Lincoln. And they give it to Zach Fry, who scored that goal. Storm had a chance to clear, but they couldn't. And I believe it'll be unassisted goal for Zach Fry. Tie the game at one. Storm back in onside. Wilkie sends it in deep. Currier on the near side. Curry down low to Berger. Berger to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie was on the doorstep. Put it in front. Chance in front for Curry. Couldn't put it in. Nehama was able to poke check it away. Now, taken away by Berger in neutral ice from Lincoln. Nice job by Berger. Into the zone. Berger goes wide. Into the near side corner. Chance off the side of the net. And now it's played by Gazzillo in the near side wall. And it's sent all the way out of the zone back toward the Storm end. Rolling puck, Jalen Schultz against Lampasso there. Schultz able to win the battle of Lang. And now it's played by Berger in neutral ice for Tri-City. Berger on the near side, into the zone. Send it to the center for Curry. Bouncing puck into the near side corner. Curry got it to Wilkie. Wilkie tried to center. It was taken away. Banked on the near side. Luke Bolton has it for Lincoln. Bolton to the center. Sacco into the zone. Dominic Sacco to the center. Bolton shoots. Save made by Levine. Good weave there by Bolton and Sacco. And Levine comes up with a nice looking save. 13:42 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tied 1-1. Zach Fry on the power play. They give an assist to Thomas Carey at 5:14 of the second period. Chance off the faceoff went wide from Lincoln, and now the Stars have it again to the top. Kept in. And a shot missed the net wide. Rebound loose behind the net. Levine was trying to find it going from side to side, but no shot ever came his way off the rebound. Kept in again by Lincoln. This time it's cut off by Abel. Abel gets hit. Centering pass. Shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound is kept in by Abel for a second. Now Abel rushing into neutral ice. Lost it. Got it back and sent it to Dello back into the Storm end. Now it's Lebowski who will race forward into the zone. Left it for Abel. Back to Lebowski. Had it in his skates for a second. Holding it in the near side corner. Up top. Shot from Glukowski. Save made by Nehama. Got it with a piece of the glove. And Glukowski took that shot. It was passed almost intended for Mayer. Big hit from Glukowski on the far side as the puck went into the Storm end. And it's back out to neutral ice. Fry played it to Franti. Franti shoots it in. Save made by Levine with the pad. And now it's out of the zone. Big hit there in the Storm end. Lebowski able to get it in the near side. Put it in deep. McMurphy trying to battle. Fry took the puck on the near side. Kept in by Mayer. Mayer held it in there. And now Fry, bouncing puck up the wall, is out of the zone. Loose in neutral ice, taken by Carey. Carey into the zone. Offside. 12:14 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tied 1-1. Only goal for the Storm came 35 seconds in for Ryan McMurphy. Lincoln recently tying it up on a power play goal by defenseman Zach Fry. Thomas Carey with the assist at 5:14 of the period. Fry now with 3 goals on the season for Lincoln at 11 points. Carey for Lincoln has 4 goals and 6 assists, and it's his 22nd game in the lineup for the Stars. Levine now with 21 saves on 22 shots for Nehama, and Lincoln 13 saves on 14 shots. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Teams are back out on the ice. Faceoff in neutral, in the neutral zone. It'll be Lampasso against the Storm's Connor Valisano for the faceoff here to restart play. One by Lincoln. Hunter Anderson gets to the far side. Colquist into the zone. Dello poked the puck off the stick of Huff. And now it's played on the near side wall by Paratino, who banked it off the wall into the near side corner. Down low, Lincoln with a chance. It goes up top over the net. Net came off, and that's why we get a whistle with 11:54 to go in the second period. Lincoln and the Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Storm have won 2 of the first 3 battles with this Lincoln team. each team has won their games at home. Storm 2-0 against Lincoln at home. Lincoln has the only win in this building thus far. It was a 6-1 victory over Tri-City. Storm won on opening night against Lincoln. And here's a quick chance off the faceoff and a score. Ludwig Hoff, his first USHL goal in his fifth game for Lincoln. And Hoff finds the back of the net. Keep that puck for Ludwig Hoff. It's now a 2-1 Lincoln game. Fans of the Icebox on their feet to cheer Ludwig Hoff's first USHL goal right off the faceoff. It came and he went on the backhand and beat Levine. Low glove side. Levine couldn't get the left pad out in time, and Ludwig Hoff gets the goal. Now all of a sudden, 2-1 Lincoln lead. And the Storm with a faceoff, they have it through neutral ice. Berger banks it in deep. Storm in onside. They go to get it in the far side. Fry at it first to Franti behind the net. Now kept in by Lang. Lang with a shot. Deflection, a save made by the goaltender. Another chance in front. A score! Chase Berger ties the game with 11:28 to go in the second. Tri-City quickly answer the Lincoln goal. Chase Berger makes it 2-2. Nice pass in front. Curry, Wilkie, and Berger responding to the Lincoln goal on the next shift, and we're tied up at 2 here at the Icebox. Great play in front, and Berger's got his 7th of the season. Chase Berger now, 7 goals, 7 assists in 35 games. And we are tied at 2. Quick answer from the Tri-City Storm. Pat Curry on the first assist. And they will also give an assist to Wilkie. So Wilkie and Curry with assists. We're tied at 2. Big hit on the far side now. And Lincoln has the puck as everybody's back and okay. But it's banked back into the Lincoln end, rolling in on Nehama. He makes the stop. Sends the puck to Grazillo. And now back into neutral ice. Simonson has it. In onside, rolling back to the Storm end. Nolan Abel picks up the loose puck. Played it around the near side for Poganski. Cut off, though, by Hunter Anderson. Big hit there by Schultz on Anderson. Poganski takes the puck. Poganski on the far side couldn't get it out. Kept in by Lincoln. Here's a chance behind the net. It's moved in the near side corner now and played up top where it'll be an opportunity, and a shot was blocked. That shot came from Patrick Gazzillo. And now it's picked back up by Magnus Hoff. Hoff gets hit as he moved into the zone. Offside was going to be whistled, but the Storm brought it back out. Poganski took a hit, neutralized. And now Colquist banked it off the near side wall. Back to neutralized. Here's a race for Sacco into the Storm end. Schultz with a nice play defensively knocks Sacco on his behind and takes the puck. Nolan Abel banked it off the far side to Lebowski in the zone. Lebowski, centering pass taken away, though, by Lincoln. It's out to neutralize, and here comes a race for it. In the Storm end, Humitz with a shot. Save Levine, and he hangs on. 9:58 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. We have a tie game, 2-2. Storm had a 1-0 lead after one. Zach Fry scored a power play goal to tie it for Lincoln. Then Ludwig Hoff gave Lincoln the lead. Assist from Christian Lampasso and David Paratino for Hoff, his first career USHL goal. But just 22 seconds later, Chase Berger scores his 7th of the season from Pat Curry and Chris Wilkie. Wilkie now with a 6-game point streak for the Storm. And it's tied 2-2. Now here's the Storm in the rush. Eastman to the center was blocked away. Nice play defensively by Tristan Rustagno. And now it's brought in by Lincoln again. Offside is the whistle. 9:43 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Got a 2-2 hockey game here on the Breeze, 94.5. Again, fourth meeting of the season between these two teams. And as I was saying, the Storm won on opening night in a shootout. And then Lincoln won here 6-1 at the end of October. Tri-City in the beginning of November got a shutout from Jacob Johansson. Storm not had a shutout of anyone since that game. The Storm came in onside but lost the puck in the Lincoln end. Nice job by Christian Horn. Almost got it back to Gomez. Taken by Franti. Franti up the near side for Smith. Nice shot by Horn. Took it away. Now a loose puck is brought in by Glukowski. Glukowski with a shot. Missed the net just wide left. And now the rebound is played by Valisano and Gomez on the near side. It's kept in by Larson, and now it's played by Gomez. Gomez with a shot. It was deflected wide of the net. Gomez had a good look at the net there. Horn keeps it in. Horn trying to get it to Valisano. He's got it. Valisano now holding in the near side. Up the wall, Glukowski keeps it in. Centered by Lincoln. And now the Stars have it out. And here comes the rush for Lincoln. It's Carey. Carey into the zone. A centering pass blocked away by Tri-City. Nice job on the back check by the Storm. And now here they come into the zone as Valisano trying to get on the forecheck and take it away from Fry. But he did get it to Hunter Anderson. Anderson now through neutral ice into the zone. Paratino. Paratino stops. Gets tripped up. Penalty coming on Tri-City. Whistle blows and it'll be a penalty to the Storm. Second penalty to the Storm of the period. This time it's Jalen Schultz who goes to the box. It's a tripping minor to Schultz. Schultz has struggled with being in the penalty box a lot this season. A lot of minor penalties to Jalen Schultz, and he actually already now has 72 penalty minutes for Tri-City this season. Schultz with 4 assists. He's a plus 1 to his credit here on a losing team. But 72 penalty minutes caused a lot of stress for the Storm's penalty kill. They head back to the GNC penalty kill here with 8:33 to go in the period. Tied 2-2 at the ice box. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and it's banked around and out by Sean Lang. Lang gets it all the way down, and now it's Colquist who moves it forward for Lincoln. Colquist got it to the far side for Simonson. Simonson into the zone on the far side, dumped it in deep for Magnus Hoff. Dello's on him there. Played up the far side wall, kept in by Tristan Rosario. And now it's taken out. Here come the Storm short-handed, and Pat Curry's in outside. Try to centering pass. It was blocked by Colquist. Try to get it to Berger, who was lurking there. Pucks back to the Storm end of things, and we're going to get an icing whistled on Lincoln. So Lincoln's on the power play here. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. 7:57 to go in the second period. Tied 2-2, and the Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff here shorthanded. Faceoff between Lebowski and Simonson now to the right of the goaltender Nehama. Faceoff won by Lincoln, and it's Restaño who has it on the near side. Colquist. Colquist stops on the near side wall. Far side now. Restaño got stopped in neutral ice. Puck turned over, Poganski into the zone, Lebowski fires a slap shot, save made by Nehama, puck bouncing around behind the net, Colquist picks it up, played it back behind the net to Restaño. On the far side, Colquist, Colquist circling in his own corner now, down the near side, Restaño, got it up and to the center, still not out yet, Colquist got it out, banked into neutral ice, and it's rolled into the Storm, and Glukowski fires it right back out, loose puck, McMurphy took a bad angle to it, otherwise he could have had a rush. Storm get it, though, and in onside comes Mayer with McMurphy on the near side. McMurphy with a shot save made by the goaltender there, Nehama. And now Paratino rushes up the ice. Great deep move, gets around McMurphy, and here they come is Lincoln in onside of the center, broken up, played in the center, and now taken away by Drew Mayer for Tri-City. Mayer into the zone. Mayer stops in the near side corner. Takes a hit, loses the puck, and he'll go for a change as Hunter Anderson throws the neutral ice. Thomas Carey into the zone. Try to toe drag, taken off by Dello. Kept in by Paratino. Paratino tried a shot. That was a turnaround shot. He fanned on. Here comes the Storm. It's Jalen Schultz out of the box. A breakaway. Schultz is in. He shoots. Save made. And it scores. The rebound goes in, and that's Jalen Schultz's first USHL goal. Right in front of his entire family cheering here from the side in Lincoln, and the Storm take a 3-2 lead with Jalen Schultz's first USHL goal. He made a little bit of a move, put a forehand shot on Nehama, and the rebound trickled in after Nehama made the initial save, just went in over the line, and the Storm have taken a 3-2 lead. Jalen Schultz, his first USHL goal, gives the Storm the lead with 25 remaining in the second period here in Lincoln. And we'll see who made that great pass here. And a chance here in front for the Storm. Gomez had an opportunity there, and now it's taken away by Lincoln. And here comes Lampasso on the far side. Lampasso's into the zone, just dumps it in deep. Still didn't hear who had that assist for the Storm. We're going to get it to you in a second here as the play is continuing. The Storm are out of their own zone. Gomez to Horn. Horn's in onside. Back to Gomez. Kept in by Valisano. But now it's Tommy Marchand on the far side for Lincoln. Marchand got it to the center. It's Lampasso who flips the pass back for Volton with a shot went over the net. Levine kept his glove away from that puck that was bouncing wide. And now Dello around the near side. Loose puck played by Horn. Horn with a nice move out of the zone to neutralize. He's got it to Valisano. Valisano on the near side. To the center, a save made there by the goaltender Nehama. Played by Colquist on the near side for Lincoln. Colquist to the center. He's got Smith. Brandon Smith into the zone. Big hit there on the far side by Jalen Schultz. Now into the corner. Turned over and out of the zone. Back to the Lincoln end. Fry touched it, so it negates icing. 5:12 remaining in the second. Almost a turnover to Wilkie there. And Lincoln ends up getting it deep into the Storm end. Levine from behind the net, around the near side. Puck's loose on the wall, played down low, into the near side corner. Lincoln controlling it here. Storm lead 3-2 now on a Jalen Schultz goal. And a nice move by Franny to get around Wilkie, and a shot save made by Levine. Wilkie goes down. Berger's got to hold on to the puck for a second, gets it to Curry on the far side. Curry lobs it through neutral ice. And it's in. Berger's got a chance to Wilkie. Wilkie to the net. Moves behind. Chance in front for Berger. Berger puts it behind the net. Berger now gives it to Eastman, who's on for Tri-City. Eastman trying to get it in the near side corner. Lost the puck to Simonson. And he puts a nice hit there on Magnus Hoff. Puck goes all the way down. Could be an icing here. And it will be an icing. And Gukowski takes the hit into the far side. And the two teams gather up there as it's icing on Lincoln. Gukowski was spinning around. Dangerous play. Glad he was able to keep his balance. Had he gone down, it would have been very dangerous for the Storm. But the icing is whistle. Lincoln can't change. 4:20 to go. In the second period, Tri-City led 1-0 going into the period. They trailed 2-1 after two straight Lincoln goals. But the Storm get two goals of their own. Berger and Schultz. And the pass came from Sean Lang to Jalen Schultz. Lang picks up the assist, his seventh of the season. Nice job, Sean Lang. Credit him. Coming out of his own zone, making a perfect pass to Schultz. Put it right on his stick, and Schultz raced in. On a breaway, put it by Lincoln netminder Jacob Nehama for his first USHL goal in his 33rd game. Takes off one by the Storm, and Eastman controls it on the near side. Storm off the Lincoln icing, going to try to get it in deep. It's poked up to McMurphy with a shot deflected over the net. It was, I think it hit Drew Mayer on its way in, but now Mayer picks it up, wraps it to the center, and it went wide of the net. Now here comes Lincoln the other way, and it's Hoff out of the zone to his brother, Magnus Hoff. Hoff with a shot, and it missed the net wide. Rebound. Levine looked like he was there to make a save. Now in the center, another shot by Ludwig Hoff. Another shot. Levine with a sprawling save. Still the loose. Kept in. Hunter Anderson with a shot. It's blocked by Eastman. Another shot in front. It's a mad scramble in front. Levine trying to get to it. Still loose. Another shot was saved. Now it's up to the top and kept in the zone by Lincoln. But now it's taken by Sean Lang, and he races to neutralize and sends it into Lincoln. And Nehama has to glove it down and send it back to his defenseman, Jared Colquist. Dumped all the way down into the Storm end, and icing is whistled on Lincoln with 3:18 to go in the second period. Tri-City leading Lincoln 3-2 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, game number 36 for Tri-City this year. Got a 3-2 lead here, last couple minutes of the second. Face off to the right of Nehama in the Lincoln end. Is won by the Stars, poked into the corner. Poganski with it for Tri-City. Poganski sends it in deep for Lebowski. Lebowski took a hit from Anderson, couldn't move the puck, but now it's bounced back to Lebowski. Up top, kept in by Schultz. Schultz with a cross-ice pass over to Dello. Dello stops on the far side wall. Dello to the center, Abel to Lebowski, a shot, save made. Rebounds loose behind the net on the far side. Humitz. Humitz now with it for Lincoln. To the center, a nice pass for Carey. He's out of the zone, got past Abel. Carey into the offensive zone for Lincoln. Leaves a drop pass there. Abel was able to knock it away, and Lebowski sent it to the center. It was turned over to Lincoln. Stars have it in the far side now. Nice hit there on Carey by Tri-City. Picked up by Lincoln, though. Humitz up top, and a shot. saved by Levine. Big left hand saved by Levine through traffic, and now Lebowski carries it out. Lebowski to the near side. Lebowski in to the center. Nobody there to help him. He gets run into the wall hard. No call coming as Fry hit him. Now Storm get it out of their own net as Lebowski retreats to the bench. Dan Lebowski, man, he's not the biggest guy. He takes some hard hits, and he bounces right back up, right off to the bench for the Storm. Larson with it now for Tri-City as he knocked it forward. It was banked out of the Lincoln zone. Now a neutralized hit on Larson. Draws some cheers from the fans. Chase Berger has it for Tri-City. Got it to neutralize. Bouncing puck. Curry had a whack at it. Now it's back in the Storm again. Again, Glukowski will start it forward. 1:45 to go in the period. Tri-City leading 3-2 here on the breeze. In the second, Wilkie banked it off the near side glass in the Lincoln end. Nice fight for it. Curry trying to get to it. Couldn't. Castagno took it out to neutralize. Glukowski fell down. Wilkie was there. He gets taken down. No call coming. Here comes Lincoln in transition. Paratino to the center and a shot list the net wide. Rebound on the far side. Lincoln able to keep it down low. Luke Bolton. Bolton behind the net. Bolton holding now at the top of the zone. Couple players there for the Storm. They get it taken away. Here's a rush for Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Just slaps one at Nehama. He makes the save. The Storm get a change. And it's moved up by Lincoln now. Gazzillo, get it inside of Tommy Marchand. Marchand makes a nice move to the net. He shoots, save made, rebound block. Nice job by the Storm, and Gomez takes it out and plays it softly into the Lincoln end. Final minute in the period. Valisano comes in on the forecheck, almost got a steal. Storm very heavy on the forecheck here. They get the steal. Laying on the near side with a shot that missed the net. Rebound on the far side, played by Christian Horn. Horn to the center, deflected off Gomez's stick, and now Lincoln has it. 35 seconds to go. It's Marchand, into the zone, and Levine stops it. Levine, dangerous play. He's going to try to cover up, and he does. Levine got out of the net, and he got spun around, and it was a little bit dangerous for the Storm there, but Levine was able to cover up and stop play. 28 seconds remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John. Tri-City with a 3-2 lead over Lincoln on the breeze, 94.5. Difference in this game, a breakaway goal just out of the box, Jalen Schultz from Sean Lang. 13:35, the time of that Storm third goal. Face off scrum for and out of the zone it goes. Back towards the Lincoln half of thing. Taken away and neutralized by McMurphy. Brought in onside by Mayer. Mayer got knocked down as he enters the zone. Played by McMurphy on the far side. Back to Mayer on the wall. Taken by Lincoln. Final 10 seconds. Lincoln with one final rush here. Lampasso from the far side. Back to Fry with a shot. Score! Lincoln scores with just 3 seconds left in the second period. And it's tied 3-3. The Storm had the puck in the offensive zone. Could not get it in deep. They could not get it in deep. Lincoln had it. Drew Mayer got hit. He went down. McMurphy was trying to get it in deep, and the two of them got stuck behind the play. Lampasso and the speed brought it up the ice, and Zach Fry gets his second goal of the game to tie things up at 3 with 3 seconds remaining. Fry now with 4 goals on the season in 20 games. 3 seconds to go in the second period. We'll get a quick face-off and neutral ice. The Storm win it, but that'll do it for the second period. Storm led 1-0 after one. 5 goals in the second period have things even at a 3-3 score after two. We got 20 minutes remaining in this game. What looked like Tri-City would carry a lead in the third. A late goal by Lincoln ties it at 3. So we'll see the intermission, and then we'll be ready for the third period tied 3-3 here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers.
Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the icebox in Lincoln. Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars tied 3-3. After two periods, we're in the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And it was a back-and-forth seesaw battle in the second period, just like the first, except for in the second, the forwards got their goal. And in the case, actually, both teams, there's also defensemen that got their goals. Storm had led 1-0 after one period. Lincoln outshoots the Storm 17-8 in that second period. Now a total of 31 shots on net for Lincoln, 20 for Tri-City. And the McMurphy goal got it started in the first for the Storm. They led 1-0 after one in the second. An early penalty to Kyle Eastman gave Lincoln a power play they were able to capitalize on. Zach Fry scores the goal, the defenseman from Thomas Carey at 5:14. And then Lincoln took the lead on a goal by Ludwig Hoff. Hoff's first USHL goal from Christian Lampasso and David Paratino at 8:10. But then the Storm tied it right back up 22 seconds later. The Storm won that faceoff, got it in deep, and it was Chase Berger who found the redirect in front. Berger with his seventh of the season from Pat Curry and Chris Wilkie at 8 minutes and 32 seconds, and the game was tied at 2. Then Jalen Schultz took a tripping penalty, the only other penalty of the period, 2-minute trip at 11:27 as he exited the box. He got a phenomenal pass from Sean Lang that sprung him free for a breakaway, and he was able to score just 8 seconds after he left the box. Jalen Schultz on the breakaway beats Jacob Nehama, and Schultz gets his first USHL goal, his first goal of the season and first USHL goal at 13:35. So the Storm had a 3-2 lead, and it looked like they're going to carry that 3-2 lead into the third period. However, the Storm allow a goal with 3 seconds to go in the period. Storm had the puck near their bench in the zone in the Lincoln end, and it was taken away by the Stars, moved right up the ice. Simonsen got it to Lopasso, and he is a heck of a skater. Lopasso, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, recently committed to Ohio State, and they're going to love his speed when he gets into college because he had some great speed, and on that specific play, he made things happen flying down the far side, took a look at the clock, saw he had a chance to make a play, got it to the center for Zach Fry, and the rest is history. Fry gets his second goal of the period, his fourth of the season, and Lincoln ties the game and takes the momentum into the third period. We're tied 3-3, and the Storm are going to have to bounce back at the beginning of the third period as we have an even game after two. Levine now has made 28 saves on 31 shots. Jacob Nehama for Lincoln, 17 saves on 20 shots, and the shot discrepancy, Jim Holton, definitely going to be talking to his team about that as they head to the third period. Wants his team to cut down the amount of shots allowed and give Levine a chance to win this game. So we're 3-3. Nobody's out of it yet. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break. Come back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Storm tied with Lincoln, 3-3 here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm are tied 3-3 with the Lincoln Stars after two periods. Storm fans, we want to tell you about a great event we're holding next week in Hastings. The Breeze is co-sponsoring the event with us and our official radio partner. We're proud to bring you the pregame at the park, at Libs Park. Tri-City Storm will be skating outdoors at Libs Park from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 30th at this special event entitled Pregame at the Park. Various Storm players will partake in a hockey exhibition demonstrating their hockey skills on the outdoor rink before skating with fans in attendance. The event, which is weather permitting, will give fans in Hastings a chance to see the Storm in action as they prepare for their upcoming games against Des Moines on the 31st and February 1st. Storm's radio partner, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, will be on location at the event. Ice skates will be provided for fans who wish to get on the ice and do not have their own. log on to stormhockey.com for more information. I'll be there as well. Most of the Storm staff, a lot of the players from this team will be in attendance in Hastings. Really excited to get out into the Hastings community and skate outside. Get some little bit of hockey outside. And the rink, I know at Liv's Park, is, you know, it's tough with the weather conditions. They're up and they're down. It's been warm over the weekend, and now it's been cold the last couple days. So we're hoping they can get that rink surface built up and get it ready, because the Tri-City Storm are coming to Hastings next Thursday, and we hope that everybody will be there on next Thursday, January 30th, to see the team and the staff. Should be a great event. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week. Fans, you can still go on now onto the Storm Facebook page and answer this week's question of the week. It's the Valentino's Tuesday Trivia. Head to Facebook.com/Tri-City Storm. Like us on Facebook. Comment with the correct answer to the trivia question of the week anytime before tomorrow morning, and you can be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Valentino's, eat-in, carry-out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. And remember, head to that Storm Facebook page, and you can find the Valentino's trivia question of the week here. It's every Tuesday. You get that correct answer, you're entered for a chance to win a free buffet. We've got one every week presented by Valentino's. Score here, the Storm 3, Lincoln 3. And it's been a very entertaining game here. Tough to predict how the Storm would come out after the Trains yesterday. Trains announced trading Joel Esperance to Sioux City, Garrett Sassier to Sioux Falls. A lot of future draft picks and future affiliate players coming in the Storm's way. The only new player in the lineup for Tri-City tonight, Connor Valisano, forward out of Duluth, Minnesota, 5'10", 160 pounds. Valisano came over from the Stampede. He played in 36 games with Sioux Falls, 8 goals and 9 assists. And really just a nice performance from Valisano thus far through two periods. Storm are going to need him in the third. We're tied 3-3, 20 minutes to go in this one. Storm looking to get their first win at the Icebox in some time. And it's been a while since Tri-City won on the road here. They got 20 minutes to go, and they put themselves in position here in a tie game, 3-3, on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5. We'll be right back for the start of the third period next.
Settle for anything less. A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center. Offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tied 3-3 with 20 minutes to go here in the icebox in Lincoln. Teams back on the ice, getting ready for the third period of the Storm. We'll start with the line they started tonight. Kyle Eastman, Ryan McMurphy, and Drew Mayer, along with Jalen Schultz and Sean Lang. That's who started this game, and the Storm got rewarded after that decision from Jim Holton to start those guys. Ryan McMurphy got the goal from Mayer and Eastman in 35 seconds on the first shift, gave the Storm the early lead. However, five goals scored total in the second period, back and forth, has this game tied at three as we begin the third and final period. Storm with a faceoff. McMurphy sends it back into his own end, and Sean Lang will start forward for Tri-City. Lang on the near side for Mayer. Mayer, nice pass on the far side. Eastman got a piece, and it got it deep into Lincoln's end. Eastman couldn't control, but he did get a piece of the puck. And icing waved off as Lincoln moves up the other way. And it's moved forward, overskated by two different Lincoln players. Now Mayer got it to the zone. It's played down low by McMurphy to Mayer. Mayer stumbled and fell. And before he could regain his balance, it was taken back by Lincoln. Now it's Sean Lang who has it in his own zone. Got it to neutral ice. Lincoln shoots it in deep, and icing is whistled on the Stars. 42 seconds into this one. Lincoln and Tri-City tied up at three, and I should say 42 seconds into this period, which is the final period, the third period presented by Big O Tires here on the Breeze, 94.5. Face off to the left of the Lincoln net. Won by Tri-City, and Curry with a shot. Save made there. Now Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie stops. Gets it up top for Gulkowski with a shot. Save made. And it's held onto with the glove by Jacob Nehama. Talked about Nehama in behind enemy lines before this one for Lincoln. His most recent game against Omaha on Saturday, a shutout of the Lancers. 4-0 Lincoln win in Omaha. Tonight, three goals allowed for Nehama. He made some good saves. Tied up at three. Storm win the faceoff again all the way down into their own end. Levine will have it for Tri-City. He just banked it off the wall, and Gulkowski couldn't handle. Now Gulkowski took it away. And now it's Pat Curry out of the zone to the center. Gulkowski trying to lead the rush. Brought in offside by Chase Berger. Another whistle. Minute and 11 seconds into the final third period in Lincoln. Tied up 3-3 here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City has goals from Ryan McMurphy, Chase Berger, and Jalen Schultz in this one. Face off won by Tri-City. Dello got it to Schultz, who sent it in deep off the back wall. Christian Horn in to get it. Moved behind the net. It's taken by the Lincoln Stars. Now moved to the center of the zone. Kept in, though. Nice job by Christian Horn. Here's Valisano, and a penalty whistled on Tri-City. Looks like maybe an interference call it is. Interference on Garrett Gomez, and the quick pick play by Gomez. The officials were all over it. Valisano had the puck from a keep-in by Christian Horn, and Gomez picked off his man. It allowed Valisano some space to operate, and that pick play is an interference whistle on Tri-City. Storm headed to the GNC penalty kill for all your health and wellness needs. Head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality products you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart and Hastings, head to GNC today. Storm win the faceoff, and they get it up top, but not out. And now it's stolen away by McMurphy, and he sends it all the way down. Fry had kept it in for Lincoln, and McMurphy sent it all the way down. Matt McMurphy on the forecheck, causing a little havoc down in the Lincoln end. It's picked up by Thomas Carey. Kept in again by McMurphy. McMurphy got it in deep, and now on the far side, it's played by Berger. It's shoved into the far side wall. Lincoln able to take the puck, and the Stars move up the ice. Lincoln in onside, wrapped it around the wall to the near side. Loose puck is played again by McMurphy to the top, but not out. Kept in by Lincoln. In the far side, it's Carey. Now down low to Humet with Mayer on him. Humet kicks it free, and it's banked up top for Fry. Fry moves it to the far side wall for Humet. Back to Fry. He shoots. It was blocked by McMurphy. Fry gets it back. Banked it off the far side wall. Down low, Paratino takes a hit from Schultz. Dello moving it. Storm the penalty kill. Minute to go in the GNC penalty kill. Up top for Lincoln. Move to Fry. Another shot. Saved by Levine. McMurphy in good position, potentially trying to block that shot from Fry. But what he did was, by not blocking it, he gave Levine the lane he needed to make the save and hang on to stop play. Storm needed a stoppage there, get a change. 53 seconds remaining in the Gomez interference penalty. Talked earlier about Jalen Schultz, the guy who's taken a lot of penalties. Bet you Gomez, I got to look at the sheet here, Gomez not with many penalty minutes this season. As the Storm win the faceoff, and Lang will backhand this one out of the zone. Glove down by Jared Colquist. And Colquist for Lincoln will start it forward. Move from the near side corner by Lincoln to neutral ice. Taken away by Curry in neutral ice. Back to Lincoln, though. Into the zone onside. Ludwig Hoff, who has his first USHL goal tonight, and Berger takes it away. Try to race with the puck in the Lincoln end. It was poked off his stick. And now the Stars are back in, and we have a penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Another call on the Storm for slashing. It's on Pat Curry, and not the start the Storm wanted of the third period. Curry not happy as he heads to the box. Got in a last word as the slashing was whistled on him. Mentioned by Gomez, by the way, this season. Gomez with a total of 8 penalty minutes. But now the Storm have themselves in a 5-on-3 deficit situation here. Lincoln with a 2-man advantage for 20 seconds. 16:52 to go in the game. Tied at 3 and an opportunity for Lincoln here. The Stars call a timeout. So Curry, 2 minutes for slashing. And Lincoln calls timeout. Curry sticking his head out of the box now. Talking to Gomez. Gomez will get out of the box in 20 seconds. Storm assistant coach J.B. Bittner missed 2 games scouting. Now back on the bench for Tri-City. Draws up the diagram for the play here in the 5-on-3. Storm go with Bukowski, Schultz, and McMurphy. 16:52 to go in this game here in the Big O Tires third period. And it's a 5-on-3 for Lincoln. Could be a big face-off win if the Storm can get it out right off the bat. McMurphy's on the draw here for Tri-City. McMurphy had it off the face-off. Kulkowski tried to slap it, but it was kept in by Carey. Lincoln sets up here. Carey up top. Fry lost it out of the zone. So Zach Fry loses it out of the zone. Lincoln has to come back in. Fry in. He's taken down. No call coming, and Kulkowski sends it all the way down. Storm have killed off the 5-on-3. Gomez back onto the ice. Gomez will become a penalty killer here. Lebosky's onto the ice. He replaces McMurphy. Here comes Lincoln with a rush into the zone. Moving in, Paratino stops, gets it up top. Fry's shot was deflected wide of the net. Now a loose puck. Gomez has it. Gomez took a big hit, and he gets it to Lebosky in deep into the zone. Gomez, thank God he's okay there, took a huge hit on the near side wall, and he skates back to the bench. Lincoln gets it out of their own end. Frederick Larson, nice play. Got it right on his stick and sent it in deep. Paratino with pressure from Lebosky now. A minute to go in the GNC penalty kill. Lincoln with it. They're in onside. Bouncing puck behind the net. Larson slaps it. Almost hit the official. He did hit the official right on the knee. Kept in the zone, but now back out to neutral ice. Lincoln fires it back in again. The official who just got hit, almost got hit again. And it's moved in deep. Now it's Hoff, Magnus Hoff on the far side. And Larson chucks the official out of the way. And the puck's cleared by Berger. Boy, though, boy, this official just got hit with a puck. Then he almost got hit a second time. Then Larson just absolutely crushed him. And he ran into him. Now here's Lincoln again with a rush. 25 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Puck's on the backboards now. Couple players in for it, and Schultz finds it. Jalen Schultz got it forward for Berger. Berger will send it all the way down, and the Storm will make another change here. Final seconds of the Lincoln power play. Under 15 minutes to go in the game. Tied at 3. Lampasso turned it over. Eastman's got it on the near side with a shot. And it was blocked. Eastman rebound. Chance in front. He shoots and misses the net wide. Here's Valisano right off the bench. Took a hit. Got it in deep. Wrapped around the wall on the near side. Dello keeps it in. Dello takes a shot that was blocked. Kept in, though, by Torrey Dello. Got it on the near side. Down low. Played by Eastman again. Put it in deep. It was cut off, but Eastman gets it back. Eastman, good work here. On the near side corner, took the hit. Still working with it is Eastman. Now it's moved up to the top of the zone and kept in by Mayer. Mayer shoots it in off the backboards, in deep again. Moved around the near side. Kept in by Mayer once again. Nice work by the Storm. Eastman behind the net. Eastman working on the near side. Banked it back down low for Valisano. Valisano back to Eastman, and Mayer. Mayer in the far side corner, holding on the wall, cycles it back to Valisano. Valisano now to the center up top. Dello keeps it in with a shot off the wall. Rebound loose in front. Mayer had to try to bank it in, but it was kept in by Lang. Another shot missed the net wide. Storm with a great possession here. They're all over the ice. Valisano got it in deep to Mayer. Mayer to the center. Valisano couldn't shoot it. He had it on his stick for a second. Taken out by Lincoln. And Lampasso will send it into the Storm end and go on a change. Lang from behind his own net now. 3-3 the score. 13:30 to go in the game. Storm cannot get it out. Now they do get it out. Gomez got it to Valisano. Back to Gomez. Gomez on the far side. To Valisano. He shot one wide. Tried to get it to Horn. Horn picks it up off the wall, though. Horn left it in at the top there, trying to get it to Glukowski, and it's back to Horn in the Storm end as it rolled out of the zone. Horn makes a great move past a couple of Lincoln players, taken down, call coming, into the zone, Valisano to continue the delay call. Horn to the center, Gomez shoots, save is made. And goaltender looking behind him, Jacob Nehama made a good save on Gomez. The Storm head of the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 13 minutes to go in the game. The Storm on the Century 21 power play for 2 minutes. Face off won by Tri-City. Wilkie has it. And he couldn't keep it in the zone. It was knocked out by an aggressive Lincoln play. And now it's moved back to Glukowski. Shoots it in deep. Went off the back wall. Rolled out in front. Loose puck. Goaltender Nehama trying to stop it, but he couldn't. Wilkie keeps it in. Now it's played out of the zone and all the way down. 20 seconds into the Century 21 power play. Glukowski from behind his own net. Glukowski starts forward. Got Wilkie on the far side. Back to Glukowski. Nice pass by Wilkie. Glukowski will shoot it in deep. Storm go to try to take control of the puck here. They get it on the far side. Horn got it back down low. Berger with it in the far side corner. Berger up top for Wilkie. Wilkie to the center for Glukowski. Glukowski back to Wilkie. Wilkie from the center. Got it down low. Berger with it. Berger at the top of the left circle. Berger up top for Glukowski. Fakes on a shot. Glukowski holds on it. Glukowski puts one towards the net. It went wide. Rebound loose in front. Bad scramble. And puck's cleared to the near side corner and then out of the zone by Lincoln. Levine got it forward now to Wilkie. Storm will come back up the ice. Wilkie, nice move, got it to Curry. Curry into the zone. Curry stops. Cross ice pass Wilkie. Wilkie stops. Shoots. And it goes wide of the net. Abel was in front there trying to look for a deflection. Lincoln able to clear it all the way out on the Storm end. 40 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Dello will start it for the Storm now on the far side. Lebowski. Lebowski getting speed past the red line. Lebowski into the zone on the far side. Lebowski behind the net. Got hammered into the backboard. No call coming. Kept in by Dello on the right point. Dello with a lot of room. He shoots. And it was save rebound. Abel shoots. Save made. And it's held on to by Nehama. And after the play, Lebowski got tangled up with a Lincoln player and lost the glove. And he'll skate over to the bench without the glove. 11:18 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. 18 seconds to go in the penalty to Lincoln. Max Humann, who got the slashing call, the hooking call on Humann. And the Storm with the faceoff. Here's Della. One more shot. He takes it, and it was blocked. Now on the far side to the center. Kept in, though. Dello on the right point. Got it down low to Allworth. To the center for Valisano. He leaves it for Dello. 5 seconds left in the power play. Dello shoots. Misses the net wide right. Valisano's got the rebound. Back to the center for Dello. Humann's out of the box. Dello keeps it in deep. Puck's bound behind the net. Valisano to Allworth in front. He couldn't connect. And now here comes Lincoln the other way. Lincoln past the red line. Into the zone. Onside. Poke checked away by Schultz to the near side. And now loose puck picked up by Dello. Dello got it from Humann there, and Torrey Dello will be behind the net. Got it on the near side for Schultz. Schultz got it forward to Allworth. Couldn't get it out. Valisano, and now here come the Storm. They did get it out, and here's on the far side Gomez. Gomez got it to Connor Valisano, and he was offside. Valisano had a look to Allworth, and they had a two-on-one, but they were offside. 10:27 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm had a couple chances on the power play. The best one for Nolan Abel. Had a rebound in front and a nice save made by Jacob Nehama. Kept it out. We're tied 3-3 with 10:27 to go. Although Big O Tires may be best known for great deals on tires and wheels, they also provide guaranteed brake and alignment service as well as complete lubrication service. And they'll complete radiator and tranny flushes and differential and transfer kink surface. So, if you need some auto service and want it at a great price, head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tied 3-3. Storm had a 3-2 lead in this game. They also had a 1-0 lead in this game. Lincoln has the most recent goal. They scored it with 3 seconds left. In the second period, Zach Fry, the defenseman, his second goal of the night, has this game tied at 3. There's been 3 penalties in the third period. Neither team's been able to capitalize. Only power play goal all night has been one of those Zach Fry goals in the second period. Storm, right now, are 0-2 on the power play. Faceoff to restart play, won by Lincoln. McMurphy got a glove on a loose puck in neutral ice. Back into Lincoln end. Storm have it now in neutral ice. McMurphy put it in deep. Back to get it is Colquitt. About halfway through the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tied 3-3 here on the breeze. This is a chance for a turnover for the Storm, and they got it. McMurphy to the center. He shoots. It was blocked. Now Lang with it. He shoots. Blocked in front again. Lincoln, good traffic in front. Now Lang again, keeping it in, though. And he got it in deep. Moved to the center. McMurphy was lurking. McMurphy trying to get a turnover behind the net. Is out to the front. Lang keeps it in again. Lang takes on a shot. Played it down low to Eastman. Eastman keeps it in for Mayer. Fanned on a shot. Got it off the wall and out of the zone for Lincoln. But Lang, again, shoots it back in. Sean Lang with a great shift positionally for the Storm at the blue line. 3 times Lincoln tried to clear, and 3 times Lang was there on both sides of the ice keeping that puck in the zone. 9:36 remaining as that puck was covered up by Nehama. 9:36 to go in the Big O Tires third period. 3-3 the score. Faced off to the left of Nehama in the Lincoln end. Won by the Stars, but cut off by Wilkie on the far side. Trying to get it to the center, but nobody was there. Banked off the far side wall. Schultz couldn't get a handle on it. And it's back down to Levine. Levine will bank it off the far side, but he turns it over. And a chance for Lincoln to score. Oh, what a save by Levine! Levine got over at the far last second and kept it out. Lincoln looked like they were going to have it, and Hayden Levine, which may have been his best save of the season, has kept this game tied. The Ario can't believe it. Levine turned the puck over and bailed himself out. He turned the puck over on the far side, made a one save, and a rebound, he made another save. And it looked like that puck was going right into the net. Levine got over at the last second with a diving save. Storm got a face-off win. They got it back into the Lincoln end. Franti around the near side over to Zach Fry. Fry sends it all the way down. This will be icing on Lincoln. 8:50 to go in the game. Here the Big O Tires, third period. Tri-City and Lincoln tied 3-3 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm looking for their first win of the season in the icebox. 3-3 the score. It's been a good game back and forth between these two teams that are within 2 points of each other in the Western Conference standing. Faceoff kept in by the Storm, and Dello trying to get it in deep, but it was knocked down. Now down low, Franti put it around the far side, and it's out of the zone, rolling towards the Storm end. Picked up by Dello. Dello thought about a home run pass. Now he just wraps it around the wall. Polganski kicked it to neutral ice, trying to find Lebonski there on the far side. But now it's Lincoln who takes it away and turns it around. Lincoln into the Storm end. Behind the net, Volt into the center. Had a man on the back door. Ooh, what a good look for John Simonson on the back door. And he couldn't get the shot off. Now it's Abel on the near side for Polganski. Leads Lebonski. Lebonski going after the puck. Stops at the bottom of the right circle, and he'll look for a teammate to pass to here on the near side. He throws it to the center. It's picked up by Larson. Larson down low, Valisano. Valisano sends it in deep, looks for a pass in front. Valisano with a shot and a save made by the goaltender there, Jacob Nehama. Stoppage with 7:56 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. 3-3 the score on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City and Lincoln knotted up right now. Looking for the first goal of the third. Face off won by Tri-City. Schultz left it for Gomez. Gomez on the far side wall, got it down low. Valisano and Horn trying to get to it. Couldn't. Larson held it in on the near side wall. Down low, Valisano for Gomez in front. It was taken away by Lincoln and now moved out the other way. Sent off a Lincoln skater into the Storm end. Larson's the first man back to get it. Larson moves it around the near side. Intercepted, though, by Lincoln. And now it's Hewitt in the far side corner. Moves on the far side. Taken away by Valisano. Up the wall. Gomez out of the zone. Took a hit. Here's Valisano with it. Valisano to 2-on-1 with Horn. Valisano to the center. It was blocked. And the Horn takes the hit but keeps the puck alive. And the back wall. Gomez trying to continue the play here. Three Lincoln players there. Help is coming here for Horn, and it kept in by Glukowski on the far side. Slapped it off the back wall. Gomez with it. Gomez trying to poke it away, and Lincoln ends up with the puck. But it's moved out of the zone, and here comes Christian Lampasso. He's got room to skate. Lampasso into the zone. He shoots one over the net. Wrist shot from Lampasso just went over the net. Now the Storm had a possession there, but they turn it over neutral ice. And Lincoln sent it into the Storm end, but not deep as Lang got it to Glukowski. Now Glukowski forward for Eastman into the zone on the far side. Horn. Horn to the net. Held up. Nice job defensively by Lincoln, but Horn still has it. Horn on the near side. Fan on a shot. Out of the zone it goes. Horn getting shoved by Sacco, and he keeps it in. Christian Horn with a great shift for Tri-City, and it's sent in deep by Lang into the Lincoln end. 6:15 to go in the game. We're tied at 3. Puck's bouncing around the Lincoln end. Kept in by McMurphy with the glove. He sent it in deep for Eastman. Bouncing puck on the far side wall. Eastman with Franti on him. Eastman trying to get back in the play, but Lincoln has it. And it's up out of the zone and neutralized. Larson, nice play in his own end to bank it out to neutralize. Now Paratino got it back for Lincoln. Zach Fry with 2 goals in this game. Got it forward and banked off Larson's glove. Chance Levine with a save, and he hangs on. Levine made the save on Brandon Smith, and he hung on to stop play. 5:47 to go in regulation time. We've got a 3-3 score here in the late in the Big O Tires third period at the Icebox. Tri-City and Lincoln here on the Breeze, 94.5. Levine now with 30 saves on 33 shots for Tri-City. Shot wide of the net by Lincoln off the faceoff. Played on the near side of the Storm, and another shot was blocked in front. Now another chance, put over the net. And it's Ludwig Hoff who keeps it in deep for Lincoln, but Chase Berger's got it. To Glukowski on the near side. Glukowski around the wall. Wilkie trying to get it out. It was stopped. Wilkie got a pass to Berger, though, and Berger's out to neutral ice. Now in the Lincoln end. Berger on the far side gets it in deep. Nice smart play from Berger. Around the wall, kept in by Glukowski for a second, but now he's got to scramble to get back as it bounced out on him. Lincoln's got it on a rush, a shot, and Levine is there with the glove for the save. Shot from Smith again, and Levine there with the glove to save it. 5:13 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City and Lincoln tied 3-3 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Face-off to the left of Levine. McMurphy on the draw now for Tri-City against Thomas Carey. Face-off won by Lincoln and shot into the netting and out of play. 5:09 to go now in the third. Storm had won four in a row last couple weeks, but now they've lost four in a row. So it was win four, now lose four. Storm trying to break that losing streak here tonight in Lincoln. Faceoff is won by Lincoln, and a shot, and it's Levine with a blocker save on a shot by Hunter Anderson. Now here's Poganski, lost the puck in neutral ice. Lampasso with a great stick handling move to get it back under control for Lincoln. Move forward into the zone, a shot, Levine makes the save. That time it was Thomas Carey, Lincoln throwing pucks at the net, and Levine has been good to the task so far in the third. Still tied 3-3, we've hit the Diamond Vogel final five. 4:54 to go in the game. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Storm trying to make a late change here, and I don't know if they got away with it or not. Lang is in, Dello out. Lang, Schultz, McMurphy, Mayer, and Eastman for Tri-City. 4:54 to go to the game. Face off to the left of Levine. McMurphy wins it to Eastman. Banked it off the wall. Forward to Mayer. Mayer in neutral ice. Mayer for the Storm into the zone. He got knocked off the puck. And it's played on the far side. Out by Colquist. And played back in by Lincoln. McMurphy on the forecheck doing a good job. Lincoln tried to clear it out. Kept in by Eastman. Eastman left it there for McMurphy. Back to Eastman behind the net. Eastman in front. And it was blocked away, and now on the near side, Lampasso takes a hit. Eastman gets it back. Eastman with the hit, and then a pass to Mayer with a shot. He put it over the net. Rebound on the near side. Dello was going to go in and get it, but instead he retreated back and intercepted the Lincoln pass. Now Valisano tried to get around one man. Was stopped, but he got it on the far side. Eastman into the zone. Eastman winds and fires, and a save is made by Nehama. Nice shift by Kyle Eastman. He's having a good game tonight for Tri-City. 4:08 to go here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five, tied 3-3, Tri-City and Lincoln. Faceoff now, Valisano will take it for Tri-City, the newest player on the Storm in his first game tonight. Valisano kicked it over to Gomez off the faceoff win. Now it's Lang, back to Gomez on the far side, to the center. Valisano had a look, but it went through. And now on the near side, Valisano picks it back up. Up top, Lang, he shoots! And it was blocked in front, now moved on the far side by Gomez. Gomez got it back to Horn. Horn on the far side, try to get it for Lang, but it's out of the zone, and Lang's got to race back and pick it up for Tri-City. He gets it over to Glukowski. Glukowski forward to neutral ice. Rolls back into Lincoln in. Fry played it on the far side, and the Stars have it again. Moved in. A shot, a save by Levine. Just got a piece of Luke Volton's wrist shot. Now here's Lincoln again behind the net. Moved on the near side. Nice hit by Valisano to draw the puck free. Glukowski got it forward. Out of the zone. Here's Gomez and Horn. Horn on the far side. Got it into the zone, but it's sticked away by Lincoln. And now Jalen Schultz has it. And sent it all the way down. It's icing on Tri-City. Storm were in the middle of making a change. And I'm not sure who they got on and who they had off. But either way, Horn and Gomez are back on, and now we get a timeout. Jim Holt has used his timeout for Tri-City with 3:12 to go in the game. Both coaches have now used their timeouts late in this game. We're tied 3-3 with 3:12 to go in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Let's recap this one. As the Storm took the lead 35 seconds into the game, Ryan McMurphy from Drew Mayer and Kyle Eastman. 35 seconds in, that was the only goal of the first, and the Storm had a 1-0 lead. Lincoln, however, scored the first two goals of the second period. Zach Fry at 5:14, and Ludwig Hoff, his first USHL goal at 8:10, gave Lincoln a 2-1 lead. The Storm answered back with two goals in a row of their own. Berger from Pat Curry and Chris Wilkie at 8:32, and then Jalen Schultz with his first USHL goal from Sean Lang at 13:35, had Tri-City on top 3-2 before Lincoln scored another goal from Zach Fry in second of the night with just 3 seconds to go in the second period, and that's where we stand. 3-3, neither team has scored in the third. Face-off to the left of Levine. It was won by the Storm. Then Lincoln took it, and it was clear to the center, and Wilkie got a piece, and he got it out of the zone. Bouncing puck, Berger knocks it into Lincoln in. And now it's played by Wilkie offside. So 2:58 to go now here in the game. Big O Tires third period and Diamond Vogel final five on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Two games coming up this weekend for the Tri-City Storm, both at the Viero Event Center. Get your tickets now. Both games against the Sioux Falls Stampede, Friday night at 7:30, Saturday at 7:05. Face-off won by Tri-City. They have the puck. Lukowski on the near side. Poganski trying to kick it to the center for McMurphy. And it was into the zone, but now sent back to the Storm end of things. Icing is waved off as Lang goes to get it behind the net. Lang tried to leave it for Lukowski. Took a big hit. And now Lukowski got it forward for Poganski. Poganski on the near side, trying to get it back to either McMurphy or Lukowski. Poganski frees it up for himself. And he rolls it out of the zone. Poganski goes and gets it. Into the zone. Got it in deep. Big hit by Fry. And it's wrapped around behind the net. Lebowski got a piece of it. He keeps it in deep. Moved to the center for a shot there from McMurphy. Missed the net. And now it's moved forward by Lincoln. A bouncing puck. Limpasso into the zone. Limpasso stops. Takes a hit from Lebowski. Limpasso to the center. Humitz up top now for Colquitt. Takes a shot that was blocked by Poganski. Moves by Limpasso to the center. Up top, Hunter Anderson. Fake on a shot. Got it to Humitz. Humitz takes a hit from Dello. Moves by McMurphy. Down low, Humitz shoved by Dello, still with the puck, to the center, poke check by Dello, puck was shot but deflected away, now it's kept in, Simonson is shot deflected by Lang, kept in by Lincoln again, Humitz up top for Colquitt, down the far side, Anderson with a shot, and it was deflected away again by Lincoln, and now Poganski has it with enough energy to skate it to neutralize, but he tries to dump it in, it was gloved down by Anderson, and now it's sent by the Storm back toward the Lincoln end, minute and 30 to go, Lincoln with it. They try a home run pass. It was deflected, and icing is waved off. Moved on the near side by Tri-City, and Horn got it to Valisano. Valisano passed the red line, sent it in to the zone. Couldn't go in deep, but kept in by Gomez nicely on the wall. Center for Valisano. He couldn't get a shot off. Now here's Lincoln with it. Final minute to go in the game. We're tied at three. Lincoln sends it in deep. Moved around the near side by Huff. Down low, a shot was blocked there by Valisano. And now Valisano on the far side. Lukowski got tangled up with Huff and moved out of the zone. Storm, icing waved off as they had it in deep. Horn wins the race to it. Got it over to the near side for Gomez. Gomez now with 40 seconds to go in the game. Kept in up top. Dello with a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound Gomez on the far side. Gomez up top again. Dello. Dello fakes. Holds on it. Still with it, Dello. He shoots it. It was blocked. Taken away by Lincoln. 30 seconds to go. The Stars have it in the zone. Lincoln to the net. Magnus Hoff goes behind the net. Wraparound try. Levine there with a save. Rebound up top and out of the zone. 20 seconds to go in the game. Shot back in by Lincoln. Larson had it go under his stick and in deep. 14 seconds to go in the game. He can't get it out. Kept in by Lincoln. Last shot. Save Levine. Rebound. Save again. But it goes wide. Last second shot. 6 seconds to go for Lincoln. Colquitt with a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound loose in front. Levine another save. And that's it. We'll go to overtime. Here in Lincoln. Hayden Levine standing on his head in the final second. And both teams will get a point in this one. This is the first overtime game the Storm have had in quite some time, as they have two overtime losses this year, and I believe their only shootout win was on opening night against the Lincoln Stars. So we'll take a break for 1 minute and come back with the beginning of a 4-on-4 overtime at the Icebox. The score, 3-3 on the Breeze.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Icebox, Jared Caffron with you here. Tri-City Storm tied 3-3 with the Lincoln Stars. We're headed to overtime. First overtime game for Tri-City since December 13th when they beat Youngstown with an overtime goal by Joel Lefrance to complete a hat trick. Storm did beat Lincoln in a shootout on opening night, Saturday, September 28th. They had two other shootout losses to both Sioux City and Waterloo. So overall, the Storm are 1-0 in games decided in overtime, 1-2 in games decided in a shootout. Lincoln has six overtime losses already this season, and the Storm are going to look to hand them their seventh. Here, as we start a 4-on-4, 5-minute overtime period, teams have switched sides. So they're shooting at the net they were shooting at in the second period. Opening faceoff between Berger and Simonson. Berger wins it forward, but it's back to Fry now for Lincoln. Fry in a neutral light, past the red line, into the Storm end, shoot, misses the net. They have been deflected by Levine's blocker. Another shot was blocked in front by Lang. Sent on the far side, Simonson. Another shot hit off the outside of the net, and it's moved forward by Tri-City now out of the zone. Moved by Wilkie, couple moves to just to get to the red line, and it's played by Berger now into the zone. Wilkie went into the zone, had to go back out to let Berger go in. Berger now got it for Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie in the near side corner now. On the near side wall, trying to get it to Berger. He couldn't get it to him, and Fry knocked it out of the zone. Now it's moved by Lincoln back in neutral ice, and Lukowski's helmet falls off. And he gets hit. We have a penalty for roughing. And it's going to be on Lincoln. The Storm headed a Century 21 power play in overtime. 4:16 to go in the overtime period, just 44 seconds in, and a penalty to roughing has been whistled. It goes to Biagio Liario, former Chicago Steel player this season. Liario knocked Lukowski's helmet off. I didn't really get a great look at the hit, but Lukowski went back on his behind, and his helmet popped off, and roughing was the call. So the Storm find themselves with a 4-on-3 power play for the next 2 minutes. Neither coach and bench has a timeout. Christian Horn, Polganski, Wilkie, and Glukowski on the ice for Tri-City. Good to see Glukowski okay. Storm win the faceoff. Wilkie to Glukowski at the center. It's Horn. Horn back to Wilkie. Now Horn again at the center. He fakes on a shot. Gets it to Glukowski. Back to Horn in the center. Horn to Wilkie on the circle. Wilkie holding. Shoot. Deflection over the net. Rebound. Polganski fighting for it. Great strength by Polganski to kick it to Wilkie. Now up top, Lukowski. Lukowski holding. Horn with a shot. Was blocked. Rebound. Picked up by Wilkie. He's going to settle it down again. 30 seconds into the Century 21 power play. Lukowski switches sides with Horn. He tries to get it to Horn. It was deflected, but he did get it to Horn. Horn now at the center, switches sides again. Horn to Wilkie. Wilkie couldn't get a good look at a shot, but continues to control the puck, and he still has it on the stick. Wilkie back to Horn. Horn shoots, just misses the net. Rebound loose, batted around. Polganski keeps it in to Glukowski. Glukowski now, again at the top of the zone. Shoots, just misses the net. Rebound loose, hammered around by Colquist, kept in by Horn. Horn's got it with a minute to go on the power play. Lukowski fakes on a shot at the top of the zone. Lukowski shoots. Save made. Loose puck in front. Polganski still trying there. And it's cleared. Cleared by Lincoln. 45 seconds to go. Hayden Levine with a pass. Almost cut off, and it was. Lukowski just got a piece of it. It's Paratino who's in the zone. Paratino loses it off his stick, rolling into the corner. Now he wraps it back in the Lincoln end, and that pass from Levine lost the Storm the puck possession, and now Fry banks it in deep, and now a chance for Paratino in front, knocked off, and Gomez has it. Final 20 seconds of the power play for Tri-City. Gomez is in onside. Offside, they whistle with Dello. And Dello and Paratino, some words after the play. 2:35 left in overtime, 19 seconds left in the Storm power play here, presented by Century 21. Storm had some good looks moving it around with four men there. Polganski just battling in front. Faceoff comes outside of the Lincoln end. And the faceoff's won by Tri-City. Dello moves it in onside. Dello on the far side with a shot that's deflected wide, and Lobosky was creeping there, but it's taken away by Lampasso. Final seconds of the Storm power play. Lampasso rushing up the ice into the zone. He gets knocked off the puck nicely there by Schultz. and Gomez starts it forward. Lebowski has it. Dan Lebowski is Lincoln back to full strength. Gets by one man. Lebowski in the zone. He fakes the shot. Goes wide to the center. Loose puck in front. It was knocked away by Lincoln. Here's Hunter Anderson. Now Limpasso out of the zone. Bouncing puck. Storm almost with too many men on the ice as Curry came on. And Levine had a shot thrown in on him from a long range. And he makes the stop and hangs on. Pat Curry just avoided a too many men on the ice penalty. Curry jumped off the bench, and the puck almost hit him. If it did, it would have been too many men on the ice for Tri-City. Curry made an acrobatic move to avoid the puck touching him. And we are still tied 3-3 with 2 minutes to go in overtime. Back to even strength, 4-on-4. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Lang with it behind the net. Lang loses it. Lincoln has it now on the near side. Thrown to the center. Colquist with it on the far side. Shoots it wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Now taken by Franti. Put it in deep. Lang trying to cut it off. He couldn't. It's into the corner. Lang had a piece of it. Got it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy trying to dig it out. 90 seconds to go in overtime. 3-3 the score. Big battle here in the Storm end. McMurphy got it free. McMurphy skates it out of the zone. Sends a pass to Curry. Curry past the red line. Curry into the zone. Curry leaves it for McMurphy. McMurphy toe drags. Couldn't get a shot off, but he got it to the corner. Dove for it. Continue to keep it under possession. Taken by Curry. Curry behind the net. Looking for it. Curry to the center. A shot from Lang. And it goes wide. Now here's the last chance for Lincoln. Minute to go. Moving into the zone, Simonson. Simonson with a shot that misses the net wide. Rebound on the far side. Fry's in deep. Fry behind the net. Looks to the center. Deflected away. Up top and out of the zone. 50 seconds to go in the overtime. Moved in by Lincoln. To the center, Simonson. Got it to the far side for Hoff. Magnus Hoff. Up top, Simonson a shot. Levine makes the save with a glove and he hangs on. Both ends action here in overtime. Both of these teams really putting on a show tonight. Fans in Lincoln who came out on a Tuesday night getting their money's worth here. Extra hockey in overtime. 3-3 the score. 40 seconds to go. Tri-City with a faceoff in their own end to the right of Hayden Levine. Faceoff is scrum for one by Lincoln down low. Quick shot. Levine made the save and the rebound. Glukowski has it for the Storm. Behind his own net. 30 seconds to go in overtime. Bukowski starts forward. Stops and circles back to his own end. Bukowski now on the near side for Schultz. Schultz back to Bukowski. Bukowski headmans it into the zone. Shot! Save made there on a shot by Christian Horn. And now Bukowski trying to scramble to get back here as Lincoln has possession. 10 seconds to go in the overtime. Kept moved in by Parentino. Taken away. Up to the top. Here's the last chance for the Storm. Breakaway. Christian Horn shoots. Save made. Rebound! It could have been in. It could have been in. Horn's pointing. He thinks it's in. They say no goal as time expires. Nehama keeps it out, and we go to a shootout. What an exciting ending to the overtime session. Christian Horn had a breakaway. Not much time to make a move. Last second took a shot, and Nehama tapped it out. The rebound was rolling towards the net, and Nehama had it in his glove pretty much on the red line. Horn thought it may have got across the line, but the officials were right there, and you couldn't see the puck in the net, and Nehama kept it out. So we will head to a shootout. We'll take a one-minute break and come back for the conclusion of this one here on The Breeze 94.5.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
At the Icebox in Lincoln, it has been a thrilling game. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars right now are tied, and they are going to a shootout. This is the Storm's fourth shootout of the season. They won their first one of the season against Lincoln. It was their only shootout against Lincoln this year. And then they lost shootouts to Sioux City and Waterloo later in the early months of the season. Storm, this is their first shootout since October. And they're still waiting for the Zamboni to exit the ice here in Lincoln. Zamboni is doing a little bit of a cut down the center here before the shootout, similar to the NHL. And this game has been a wild one. We got one goal in the first period, 35 seconds in for Ryan McMurphy. Then in the second period, five goals combined had the game tied 3-3. Two for Lincoln in the beginning from Fry and Hoff, then two for the Storm, Berger and Jalen Schultz's first USHL goal, and then Fry, his second of the game, put Lincoln back even with the Storm at the end of two. In the third period in overtime, no scoring. In the third, shots on goal were even, 8-8. In overtime, the Storm had a 4-3 edge in shots on goal. The Storm had a two-minute power play in overtime, could not score. And then, as in the final seconds of overtime, Christian Horn had a breakaway, which he could not score on. And it's Jacob Nahana, who is the Lincoln netminder. Both goalies seeing a lot of action. Levine finishes tonight with 39 saves on 42 shots. Nahama with 29 saves on 32 shots. Storm 0 for 3 on the power play. Lincoln 1 for 5. And we will see a shootout. Storm will go first, and Christian Horn will have a chance for redemption. Christian Horn had a breakaway as overtime was coming to a close. Couldn't score. Now he's got some more time to think about it, as Horn will be the first shooter for Tri-City. Horn has 11 goals and 12 assists this season, and he's going to lead off the shootout for the Storm. Fans in Lincoln standing up, as is tradition in the NHL during the shootout. Horn with the puck at center ice, starts forward on Nahama. Horn fakes, shoots, and scores! What a move by Christian Horn! He had Nahama out of position, and he flipped it into the net. Horn gets that redemption he was looking for. 1-0 Storm in the shootout. They score on their first opportunity. It'll now be Lincoln with the opportunity here. And Dominic Sacco will take the opportunity for Lincoln. Sacco gets a lot of speed. Started from behind his own blue line. Flying at Levine. Sacco shoots and scores. So we're tied 1-1 after the first round of the shootout. It's Chris Wilkie on the ice for Tri-City. Wilkie this season, 9 goals and 11 assists. He's got one tonight, an assist that is. Wilkie into the zone on Nahama. He shoots and hits the post. Wilkie hit the crossbar. He got close, but he just missed. We're still tied at 1. Now Lincoln's turn here in the bottom of the second round. Ludwig Hoff. Hoff scored his first USHL goal earlier tonight. Hoff has the puck, moving in on Levine. He fakes, and Levine with a big glove save. Got a piece of it. Hoff trying to go high, missed. So we're tied at 1. Now the third and final round of the shootout. If we're still tied, we'll do sudden death. Garrett Gomez with it now. Gomez into the zone. He slows down, fakes, shoots. Save made. Gomez had it on the forehand, slowed down, tried to go to the backhand. Nahama stayed with him. And here is Lincoln's John Simonson. Simonson with a chance to win it. Bottom of the third round, tied 1-1. Simonson with the puck, moving in on Levine. He shoots. Levine stops it and just knocks it out of the way with the paddle. Nice save by Hayden Levine. Things are tied. We're going to the fourth round, and it's going to be Dan Lebowski for Tri-City. You pick your first three shooters, and if you're a coach, you got an idea who you might go with in the fourth, but you don't know if it's going to get there. Lebowski hops right off the bench. Here he is, Dan Lebowski, with a tie 1-1. Takes a slap shot and misses the net. Lebowski took the slap shot and just missed the net, point-blank range. Tough to miss the net from that close, that Lebowski was, but he missed it. And now it's Max Humitz with a chance to win it for Lincoln. Humitz moving in on Levine. He goes wide, back to the center. Humitz fakes, shoots Levine with the right pad save. Humitz had a lot of room in the top of the net, and Levine stuck the pad out and kept it out. Hayden Levine left a lot of room open at the net, and Simonson shot it into the pad. Now it's Connor Valisano in his first game for Tri-City, and Valisano a little too eager. Touched the puck before the officials had blown the whistle to start things. So now it's Valisano, and he'll wait a second here. And in the fifth round, Valisano on the Hama. Valisano shoots and scores! Connor Valisano in his first game for Tri-City scores in the shootout, and then a tugging at that Storm logo on his brand new jersey right in the fans' face. And now here's Brandon Smith trying to keep it tied for Lincoln. Smith in on Levine. He shoots. Levine makes the save, and the Storm wins. Tri-City gets their first win in Lincoln since November 23rd of 2011. And they pick up 2 points at the Icebox. First time since November 23rd of 2011, no current player on this Storm roster was on the team the last time the Storm won in Lincoln. And Jacob Johansson piles on Levine. The winning goaltender, Hayden Levine, coming up big all night tonight. And Tri-City picks up 2 points in a tightly contested game in Lincoln. Final score, 4-3, a thriller here in Lincoln on a Tuesday night, and the Storm will bring 2 points back to Kearney. We'll take a break and recap everything here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm defeat the Lincoln Stars 4-3 in a shootout in a thrilling game here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Back in the icebox for the Old Chicago post-game show to recap this one. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Final score, 4-3 Tri-City in a shootout, and an unbelievable game here on both sides. Just fantastic efforts from both teams. Storm come away with the 4-3 victory in the shootout. Back and forth game all the way. Both teams with chances, breakaways, great saves by the goaltenders. I mean, just this game had everything. The Storm had chances in overtime to win it. They couldn't. And finally, after a 5-round shootout, wouldn't you know it, the newest player for the Tri-City Storm, Connor Valisano, gets the game-winning goal in the shootout. Christian Horn and Dominic Sacco each converted in the first round, but then the goaltenders held it tight for 3 consecutive rounds, not allowing anyone to score. And in the 5th round, Connor Valisano scored in the top, and then Brandon Smith was saved by Levine, and the Storm pick up 2 points again, their first win in Lincoln since November 23rd of 2011. And the stat here is that no current Storm player was on the team the last time they won in Lincoln. This is the first win in Lincoln for every single one of those players, the first win that I personally have seen in Lincoln as well, and it's been a long time coming here for the Storm. It's the 7th overtime loss of the season for Lincoln, and a tough loss for the Stars as they had their chances as well. Both teams, a lot of chances. Hayden Levine gets the win for Tri-City, making 39 snaps on 42 shots. He also stopped 4 out of 5 in the shootout. And after looking a little shaky on that first goal, Levine really rebounded in the shootout. Looked great for Tri-City to win that game in the shootout. And no one happier, I'm sure, than Jacob Johansson. His goaltending partner jumped right off the bench to congratulate Levine. Goals for Tri-City in this one, Ryan McMurphy from Drew Mayer and Kyle Eastman, 35 seconds into the game. Then Chase Berger scored at 8:32 of the second from Pat Curry and Chris Wilkie. Jalen Schultz got his first USHL goal at 13:35 of the second period. Assist to Sean Lang there. And those are the 3 Storm goals in regulation. The goals in the shootout, Christian Horn and Connor Valisano in his first USHL game for Tri-City after being traded from Sioux Falls. Valisano able to score the winner in the shootout and get Levine his second win of the season. And so Tri-City wins it 4-3 in a shootout here against Lincoln at the Icebox. What a game here for the Storm. And we'll talk to Jim Holton in just a minute here as the Storm win 4-3. Let's get you tonight's 3 stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And so the 3 stars of this game could have picked a lot of different people for the 3 stars, but we're going to go with the 3rd star here, Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy had a great game overall, got the start from his coach on that 4th line, and scored 35 seconds in to give the Storm an early lead in this one. McMurphy, the 3rd star of the game. 2nd star for Lincoln, Zach Fry. Fry scored 2 goals in this game and especially really contributed on that third goal that tied the game with just 3 seconds left in the second period. It was the last goal in regulation, 3 seconds left in the second. Zach Fry's 2nd of the night, and he gets the 2nd star of the game. But the number 1 star for Tri-City is Hayden Levine. Levine gets his 2nd win of the year, and he really battled through a lot tonight. 39 saves for Levine. He made 40 saves in his last win, or his last effort, I should say, on Saturday in a loss to Dubuque. And tonight, Levine not only wins it for the Storm with great saves in regulation, he won it for the Storm in the shootout, making a whole highlight reel of saves. Levine, your 1st star of the game tonight for Tri-City. Tonight's grinder of the game, let's gets you the presentation of the grinder of the night by the Dent Popper. Much like the storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night for the Storm, Sean Lang. Lang played a lot of minutes tonight for Tri-City, and he did a great job offensively and defensively for Tri-City. Sean Lang definitely deserves to be awarded the Grinder of the night tonight. Kyle Eastman also an honorable mention for a really good performance from Eastman. Christian Horn, Garrett Gomez, Connor Valisano all buzzing tonight for the Storm in a 4-3 victory over the Lincoln Stars. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the head coach, Jim Holton. Hopefully, we're going to get one of the members of the Storm team on as well. But Jim Holton will come first here in the Old Chicago postgame show in just a moment, right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 4-3 win over the Lincoln Stars here at the Icebox in Lincoln. Still waiting for head coach Jim Holton to join us here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Jim, usually a pretty prompt man, usually comes up here pretty quickly. So I'm a little bit surprised, but you know what? Tonight, an emotional victory for the Storm with a 4-3 shootout win. And so maybe Jim is taking a little bit longer to talk to the guys tonight. We will still try to wait and have him on the show, and we'll give you a rundown here of what's to come. The Storm will be back in action this weekend on Friday and Saturday night at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Friday night's game is a taste of Nebraska. A lot of different vendors, different products made in Nebraska locally, local products in the game here on Friday night, 7:30 start time. On Friday night, a taste of Nebraska is the promotion. It's at 7:30, and on Saturday, it'll be Star Wars night at the Viero Event Center. Storm playing Sioux Falls in both of those games. Star Wars night on Saturday night at 7:05, the time of the Saturday night game. And now we will be joined here by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Tri-City Storm with a 4-3 victory in a shootout here. And, Coach, thanks for joining us, first of all. But second of all, congratulations on a tough, hard-fought win.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got so excited with a shootout win that I forgot about the interview.
No, you know what? When you've lost four in a row, you ask your team to go out and find a way to win, and we did that.
Obviously, a lot of moments in this one, back and forth. But you made the decision to start your fourth line here tonight, Eastman, McMurphy, and Mayer, and paid off for you right away. You get a goal 35 seconds in, and it was a nice play.
Well, a funny thing, remember we talked last time on the air that sometimes your instincts work, sometimes they don't. I pulled the goalie the other night, and it didn't work. Tonight it did, so sometimes you get lucky.
Then you allow two goals in the second period, but you score a couple more, and you're able to end up taking the lead. Late in the second, you give it up, and you're going to the third period, and the momentum is kind of all over the place. Talk about what happened in that second period, because it seemed like it was a pretty good defensive game for you guys in the first, and then kind of all over the place in the second.
Yeah, we started to run around a lot in our zone in particular, and giving up far too many odd man rushes, which is something that we had really worked hard and diligently at to reduce, and we'd done a pretty good job of it. We really drifted off our game, and then we give up a goal with 3 seconds left, which is a no-no at any level here to hand the momentum over, but it was a choppy night for both teams. There wasn't a lot of skill plays out there. It was kind of an ugly night, which this tiny little rink does that to you sometimes. So I guess one team walked away happy. Unfortunately, it was us.
First shootout that you've been involved in since you took over here. What was the thought process on who you might have selected? And describe how maybe your philosophy on that.
Well, it's starting off, it was strange. I had to go ask JB who shot first. I hadn't been through it. I had to ask the linesman because it's... pretty strange that we haven't been in one, given the nature of the league and how tight it is. But my philosophy is that you try to go. We do the shootout a lot for fun at the end of practice, and you kind of eyeball it a little bit to see the guys who are naturals. I mean, I think it was obvious to go to Horn again. He'd had the breakaway right at the end of overtime there, so I think he had a bit of a book on him. Then you're just trying to go to more your pure offensive guys, and you hope it works. And it was really nice for Connor Velasano to step in and be the hero. I think he shared the hero mantle with Hayden Levine. It was really good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, obviously, Velasano, a guy who you haven't seen too much of, but he ends up getting selected there, and obviously you trust his skill enough that he's able to come in, and obviously great to see him make a play like that in his first game.
Yeah, it is. You're always, as a coach, I'm leery. I don't want to put too much pressure on a new player, yet you also know that their adrenaline is peaking because it's their first game with a new team, and especially to do it in this barn and the building, and you know, he waved the flag a little bit after he scored the goal.
He did.
It was nice to see some emotion. Our team needs that, and it was really nice for Connor in his first game.
Clearly, he's appreciating the new jersey that he's got in his first game there. Definitely some cockiness after the goal. But you talk about Hayden Levine. You mentioned him there. 39 stops again tonight. A lot of puck coming his way, and he seemed a lot more confident overall here tonight.
Yeah, I think he just continued to build on the confidence that he started with Saturday night. You know, and that was our hopes in dressing him, was that he believes in himself. And Hayden's such a great kid that sometimes he gets down on himself when things don't go hard. And you have to learn as this game goes on, if you're going to stay in it, it's water off a duck's back, and you have to keep your confidence and your focus. But much easier said than done. But he looked really, really sharp again tonight, in particular in the shootout.
What did you say to your team after the game, knowing that they were facing a lot of different adversity coming into this one?
Well, I said to them exactly what we said at the start. You know, when you've lost four in a row, you just have to find a way to win a game. It doesn't have to be a pretty win, and this one wasn't. You know, there's an old expression that it doesn't always have to be a Picasso. Sometimes you have to paint the backyard shed, and I think tonight would categorize one as painting the shed. But you know what? We walk out with the 2 points that we desperately needed, and we feel good about ourselves.
And you also get a couple games at home now in the next couple weeks, two at home with Sioux Falls, and should be good ones with Sioux Falls. A lot of times that we've seen them over the past couple weeks, so I'm sure those will be high energy and high adrenaline as well. And, Coach, we thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you later this week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a lot of subplots with Sioux Falls coming in with the big trade and how many times we played them, so it should make for some great hockey.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Coach Jim Holton joining us here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show, and we will actually be able to sign on off here as we're ready to go. Tri-City Storm with a 4-3 win over the Lincoln Stars. That is your final score. Our next broadcast is Friday night. We'll start up the Viera Wireless pregame show at 7:10 for a 7:30 game with the Sioux Falls Stampede. Want to shout a thank you out to our producer back in Hastings, Caleb, and we will talk to everyone on Friday night. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.